760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
No early homecoming for the troops.
Longer tours of duty and an extended surge.
A key court fight on abortion rights.
Legislators in a lot of other states are watching this case very closely.
A decision could come today.
Will the charges be dropped in the Duke LaCrosse rape case?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. American troops in Iraq, not just a few thousand, but all of them may be in for longer tours. As CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan reports, it's all the result of the U.S. escalation.
Last Christmas, soldiers in Iraq were hoping for an end.
Get back home. Get back home safely.
Now there are indications the troop surge won't last just a few months.
To extend this increased force level until at least the end of this year and perhaps into 2008.
CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland, who says the Pentagon may also extend service tours from 12 months to 15. And a troubling sign for the military. The Boston Globe reports recent West Point grads are opting to leave active duty at the highest rate in more than 30 years. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A report in the Washington Post points to the war's radioactivity. The paper says at least 3 four-star generals have turned down an approach by the White House to be considered for the position of czar to oversee the Iraq occupation and the fighting in Afghanistan. Life for the average Iraqi, what's it like? Well, the Red Cross decided to find out. We're live with CBS News reporter Vicki Barker.
Pierre Crainville of the Red Cross when he asked her what would most improve her daily life.
Help us collect the bodies that line the streets in front of our homes that we find simply unbearable to confront our children with morning after morning as we try to bring them to school.
The famously neutral Red Cross is assigning no blame here. It simply says all parties in Iraq must do more to protect the lives of innocent civilians there. Nick?
A leading contender for the Republican presidential nomination is making what's described as a critical speech this morning on U.S. war policy. Live to Lexington, Virginia, and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Right, Nick. Senator John McCain will use the speech to a friendly audience here at the Virginia Military Institute to describe the war and the president's troop surge as the right road. In a CBS News 60 Minutes interview, he admitted he's bucking public opinion.
I disagree with what the majority of the American people want. Failure will lead to chaos. Withdrawal will lead to chaos.
McCain is now trying to retool his campaign. Once seen as the GOP favorite, the senator hopes to energize lagging fundraising and popular support. Live in Lexington, Virginia, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, next week in Italy, Army Specialist Mario Lozano will be tried in absentia for the 2005 shooting death of an Italian secret agent as the car carrying him and a prominent Italian journalist sped toward his checkpoint. Nicola Calipari, who had just been freed as a hostage, says it was a deliberate attempt to kill her. In an exclusive interview with CBS News correspondent Lara Logan, Lozano says a warning light was flashed indicating the driver should have stopped.
When the Italian journalist says there was no light flashed, that's not true?
It's not true.
When she says there's no warning shot, is that true?
There was warning shots. It's not true, yeah.
When she says that the vehicle was fired upon 300 to 400 times, is that true?
No, that's a lie, because in order for that to happen, I will have to reload.
Lozano says his conscience is clear, but not a day goes by that he doesn't think about the man he killed. A solemn mission to North Korea as a U.S. delegation takes possession of the remains of 6 American soldiers killed in the Korean War. The group was headed by New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson. Both sides on the abortion rights divide will have their eye on St. Louis today, where a federal appeals court begins weighing a controversial state law. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano is covering the case.
South Dakota, a leader in attempts to restrict abortion, wants to require doctors to tell women the procedure terminates, quote, the life of a whole separate, unique living human being.
To the extent that a woman doesn't understand that, she's making a determination with less than full or complete information.
State Attorney General Lawrence Long says full disclosure is a physician's responsibility. Planned Parenthood lawyer Mimi Liu argues the real intention here is to intimidate women using ideology, not medical facts.
The notion of whether or not a fetus is a human being is subject to one's own individual conscience and belief.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen says if this one-of-a-kind law is upheld,
we'll see similar laws in other states and then a whole new round of legal challenges.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, St. Louis.
Don Imus is fighting for his professional life and his chances aren't being helped by some of the advertisers on his nationally syndicated morning show. Procter & Gamble and Staples are two of the big accounts which have pulled out amid the furor caused by his remarks about the Rutgers University women's basketball team. It's 5 past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment. Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A 22-month study of Fort Carson soldiers returning from Iraq found nearly 20% suffered a mild form of traumatic brain injury, the result of being near IEDs exploding. Officials at the Army base outside the Springs have examined 13,000 soldiers in the last 2 years. Jurors are expected to get the case today in the insider trading trial of former Quest CEO Joe Nascio. 850 KOA legal analyst Scott Robinson says the defense appears to have the upper hand.
While Nascio certainly sold off an enormous amount of shares in that five-month period, still he had sold off an enormous amount of shares in years preceding as well. So it's sort of insider trading in slow motion. Tough intent to defraud case to prove.
Nascio did not take the witness stand in his own defense. And what's in a name? Well, in the case of Six Flags Elitch Gardens, it's history. And that's exactly why new ownership is nixing the Six Flags, going back to the original name of Elitch Gardens. Stuart Mast, a representative of the Gertler family who owned Elitch's years ago, is pretty proud.
Oh, very much so. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, the family has more pride in than the connection with the community, what the park has meant to the community for 100-plus years.
New changes for the coming season also include a revamped logo and a massive water slide called the Rip Curl. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John, and good morning. Well, you're at good speed as you head out across the metro area. It's a wide open drive on I-25 from the DTC to downtown. Normal increase in traffic for southbounders, 104th to 84th. Eastbound 270 already packed in, I-76 to York. And it looks like it's going to be a gusty morning, so just be mindful of that if you're in a high-profile vehicle. Of course, we do have winter driving conditions west of Georgetown to Vail. If you're in the high country, the Loveland Pass is closed due to the adverse weather, and we have change required both directions at the Eisenhower Tunnel and across the Vail Pass. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, sunny and breezy this morning, but cloudy by afternoon.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Big accumulation, probably over 6 inches. I think you said 5 inches or less. I think Thursday night, Friday is going to be a real brutal drive. Doesn't the only accumulation that lists here is tonight, new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch. Thursday, new snow accumulation of less than a half an inch. Thursday night, no snow accumulation listed, although the chance of precipitation is 80%. Friday, chance of precipitation 80%, but no accumulation listed. And Friday night, down to a 20% chance.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad.
And then the high on Sunday is going to get near 61, and the high on Monday will be near 61.
Yeah, you know, if it doesn't snow a whole lot, if it's anything like it was last weekend where it was that freezing rain, it could be just as bad as having a lot of snow.
Yeah, I agree. So, winter is on its way back. Larry Birkhead is the father. Oh, the emails are coming now. Don't talk about Anna Nicole. Well, you know, I was out all day yesterday. So when I finally dragged my butt into the house, like, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and Mary had the news on, and I looked, and there it is, the story of Larry Birkhead. And I thought, I could care less.
You know, it came down yesterday, and my wife, her reaction was, I knew it all along. I knew he was the father.
Yeah. Well, of course. You don't think it was Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband, do you?
Okay. A lot of people had, you know, I don't know why the interest is so high in that. You know, the Anna Nicole Smith thing is done, but the custody battle over the daughter is heavy on, you know, mostly female minds is what an article I read. People want to know what's going to happen to this little girl.
Well, we've talked about it a lot on this show. We've talked about a lot why people like why we're drawn to this stuff, why we are on it, and we have those people who listen to us who have very serious, very dedicated minds and very serious and very dedicated points of view, and to them, they feel that it's bread and circus, and they feel it's a diversion, but I don't care about it, and you don't care about it. But everybody, I guess, needs some kind of a diversion of some sort or another. I mean, if you don't have a diversion, if you don't have some way to get away from things, you'll go absolutely insane. Don't you think? I mean, I marvel at people who can either stay focused on one subject or either stay focused on a series of subjects, and they not only expect you... They're not only focused in on it, but they expect you to be focused in on it, too. And it's like every day you have to do it. And I can't do it every day. Every once in a while, I got to go, hey.
Yeah, my diversion is voting for Sanjay on American Idol.
No. Did you do that last night?
I did. I voted for American Idol for the first time ever last night.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself? No, I hope he wins, too, just because I'd like to see it happen. Because I'd like to see it. You know what? And I'd like to see it just because it's wrong. That's why. Okay. 6:16, 16 minutes after 6. Coming up here at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk to Larry Kane, author of Lenin Revealed. This is a book which has been just released in paperback. And it gives an in-depth account of Lenin's past from public glory to personal destruction. And ultimately, the rebirth of his spirit and his career. I was yesterday in the car listening to that Beatles Love CD that I had gotten. And the person who was with me turned to me at one point and said, "Were you upset when John Lennon was killed?" And I answered, "Yeah, I was. And I remember being on the air when it happened. And yeah, I was real upset." And he said, "Yeah, so was I. I took it personally. And It really hurt." And I said to him, "Well, I still miss him now." So we're going to talk a little bit about John Lennon. Then at 9 o'clock, here's a Democratic presidential candidate I bet you have never heard of. Or if you've never heard him, I bet you've never met him, which puts us in the same league because I've never met him. But he's out there running, and he's pretty persistent. He doesn't get much media coverage. As a matter of fact, he gets zero media coverage. I don't even have any idea about how much money he's raised. But he is serious, and he's out there on the trail. I'm talking about former United States Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Mike Gravel. Senator Gravel enlisted in the U.S. Army back in the 50s, so he's got that experience. He's most prominently known for the release of the Pentagon Papers. And we'll talk to him after 9 o'clock. We'll get his views on Iraq. We'll get his views on health care. We'll talk to him about a whole host of subjects. All right, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let me slide you the phone number, 303-713-7600. And, boy, do you want to talk about IMUS again? Now, your immediate visceral reaction is no. I wish a lot of you could have read or could have seen the emails I got yesterday from people. Some incredible emails. Both incredible in their arguments and their persuasion about their feelings about this whole controversy with Don Imus and racism and sexism. And then I got some real emails from some real green teethers, some real knuckle draggers, some real homers. Just incredible. And some of them were so funny, and some of them were so bad, that I circulated them to other friends in radio and said, "Look at this. Can you believe these people?" And it always seems to run down the same road every single time. attacks on Jesse Jackson, who made a terrible statement yesterday. Terrible only in that he should have known better. And the statement he made was, is that there are no African-American representation on NBC and MSNBC. Now, that's not true. There's Allison, and I can't think of her last name, and maybe one of you out there knows what her last name is. She sits in for Keith Olbermann when he's not doing Countdown. There's also Lester Holt, who had a very successful career at Channel 2, WBBM TV in Chicago, before he went to MSNBC, and he worked at Channel 2. So did Adele Arakawa, who works here at Channel 9. She once worked at Channel 2. Allison Stewart is who I'm thinking of. Okay, I know that they're there for a fact, and I know that there's other ones too, but I just can't remember who they are because my exposure to MSNBC and NBC is pretty limited. But Jesse Jackson made those statements yesterday, and yeah, beg to differ with you, Reverend, but they're not true. Okay, then attacks on Al Sharpton, that's another one. But I got a bunch of those. And then, of course, I got the usual reply about, oh, well, you know, this goes on in rap music, and it goes on in hip-hop, and it goes on. But you know what? What difference does that make? Okay, how about this? How about murder goes on everywhere? But does that make murder right? And it gets this whole situation of, does two wrongs make a right? How do we reach the point in this country? No, really, I ask this question out of genuine desire for knowledge. How do we reach the point in this country where instead of debating the role of the person who did something wrong, in order to justify what that person did and to minimize what they did as not being so bad, we turn to others and drag them into the argument? Okay, because 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg and whoever else you want to bring up, Mos Def, I don't know, whoever you want to bring up, okay, they weren't on that show, and they didn't use the racist terms that, the racist term that Imus used, okay? They didn't do it. And Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, well, you may resent them, and you may not like them, and there are a lot of people out there who don't. Once again, same thing. They didn't do it either. And it isn't like it's this guy's first time. And now he's got advertisers that are leaving him, like Procter & Gamble, one of the biggest advertisers last year. And a lot of other advertisers are pulling out. But I find it real interesting that we go down that road. Well, so he did it. What about so-and-so? They do it too. You know, my mother would slap the crap out of me if I tried that. How do I know? Because I tried it when I was a kid. Oh, Bobby hit Spanky, so I hit him too. You know, she pulled on.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You would have to walk over Washington's slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. This is your last chance to see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Givens. Hurry, 1 week left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
I like to just run and let my mind wander. It's a creative time for me.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Usually with me, I'll run for 25, 30 minutes, and I'll kind of get in this zone. And then, you know, I'll come up with solutions to problems I didn't even know I was considering. You know, it's just a great way to get your day going.
His Match.com username is Exercise Guy, and you can email him right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Get on out to Rocky's Autos to save, and I mean save big. They're matching down incentives going on now. The 07s are there. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Virtually everything you're looking for, vehicles for the family, gas savers, well, you name it, they've got it all. And as I've said to you before on the air here, Mary and I have now had our vehicle from Rocky's for a little over a year. And we're really not scared of the cold weather or the snow because it not only gets through it like with no problem, but also it doesn't see the gas pump that much either, which is really kind of nice as the gas prices fluctuate up and down. Great people out of Rockies, people like my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Gerard Menard and Freddie Labrato, all of them, work very, very hard to make sure that you're taken care of. So if you're looking for a vehicle, maybe it's a secondary car, maybe you want to get a new car, the place to get the largest bang for your auto buck, and this is the thing that most new car dealers will never tell you, is the fact that once you drive it off the lot, you take an economic hit. Well, you can skip that hit by going to Rockies. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear. And please, follow directions on label.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An apology is not enough because we have had Mel Gibson apologize after anti-Semitic remarks. We have had Isaiah Washington apologize after homophobic remarks. And we had Michael Richards apologize after racist remarks. Enough is enough is enough. No more apologies. We want some action and some justice. We want Don Imus fired.
Now, there's a anti-Imus protester. 6:27, 27 minutes after 6. You know what else, too? You can start thinking about this, about what this whole story reveals about America. And it's kind of weird to sit back and watch this guy begin to disintegrate. I still do not figure, and maybe he won't, and maybe he'll hang on. I still can't figure out either why Limbaugh, why nobody ever gets on his case for all of the racist comments he's made. I don't understand that. Why he seems to pass by without any scrutiny. And Mary said to me last night, she said, "Well, do you think it's going to happen to him, to Rush?" No, I'm sorry. What she said to me was, "Well, maybe Rush will see this and then he'll be careful." And I said to her, No. He'll do it. He'll keep doing it until somebody turns around and says, "You know what? Enough's enough already." Here's Terrell in Denver. Terrell, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going, Jay?
You know, it's not doing too bad. I wish there was no snow in the forecast, but I can't control that.
What? Snow in the forecast? When did that happen? It didn't happen before I went to bed.
Well, it's in there now, buddy. About a 40% chance tonight, a 30% chance tomorrow, 80% chance Thursday night, 80% chance Friday night.
Here I am, renting something up in Steamboat. Well, I guess I won't be getting there.
Not unless you leave now. And you don't plan to come back for another week or so.
Well, you know, I ain't got that kind of vacation time.
Well, then I suggest you do something else.
All right. I mean, another thing about this Imus thing. I mean, if anyone listened to the clip, I spoke to the guy who answered the call. He said if you played the 10-second clip or the clip of how I used the term, I mean, it was clear, you know, just comedy what he was trying to do. I mean, yeah, it was taken out of context, but yeah, we get out of context every day. It doesn't make it right, but as you can see, I mean, he didn't bring it up in a racial sort of way. I don't think he did. I think if Tom Joyner or anyone else would have brought it up in that same way, that it would have been okay.
Yeah, the difference is, though, that Tom Joyner wouldn't do that. And there's an article running in Reuters today, which I think is pretty interesting. It says, I'm a slur is so racist it has fallen from use. Nappy is a lexicon, is in the lexicon of racism in the same category as pickaninny, an old southernism which used to be used to describe a small African-American child, and, of course, the N-word. This is according to the editor of Encarta Webster's Dictionary and a veteran columnist on language. How about that? That's how old that is, man. That's how old what he used.
I mean, since when does we as black people, well, me, I know you're not, but since when does nappy is just considered black? Like, you've never seen any nappy-headed white Mexican people?
I'm not saying that what you're saying is not true, but what I'm doing is I'm quoting from somebody who ought to know, because she specializes in language, so she ought to know what she's talking about. And listen, there was a big outcry, I know this is before you were born, because I know you can't be older than me. Okay, I'm relatively sure about this. How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay. There was a big outcry in this country in the late 40s, early 50s, over Amos and Andy. And you know the reason behind that, because the two guys who played Amos and Andy were not black. They were white with black makeup. Now, African-Americans found that to be offensive. And there were plenty of white people back then who said, well, we don't understand what that's about. Why do you find that offensive? It's only humor. You know, you can't take offensive stuff, and you can't, like, try to blunt it, I think. Offensive stuff, that's not the right word. You can't take racist, sexist, homophobic stuff and try to blunt it by saying, well, it's only in the vice of comedy. Because if you listen to that joke, man, that he was trying to... I mean, that comment that he made. You know what, Terrell? It's not even funny.
I know it is. I mean, but I can see the context of where he was going, but it didn't.
But the problem is that... The problem with all of this is that, you know, it's one thing if you make comments about a public figure. If you make comments about somebody who lives in the public eye, because that's part of the freight you have to bear. It doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't make it any less painful, but you have to expect a certain amount of that.
Okay.
All right, but you know what? These were kids. These were young girls. They're not in the public eye. They're not running for any office. They're not doing anything. And they're basically pretty remarkable if you look at their record. Plus, on top of that, check this out. What would your reaction be if that was one of your daughters?
Probably nothing. I mean...
You'd have no reaction to that?
No.
Terrell, you're all kidding right. me.
No, I wouldn't have any reaction.
All right, well.
Because my kid would know that people have freedom of speech to say whatever they want.
It's not
whether it's right or wrong.
Yes, they have freedom of speech, and I agree with that, and I back freedom of speech 100%. But along with freedom of speech comes a responsibility that when you think something's morally wrong, that you stand up and that you tell them it's morally wrong. Sitting and doing nothing is at times a bigger crime than even speaking up. Terrell, I gotta go. I gotta get traffic.
All right.
Hey, are you really gonna go up to the mountains this weekend? Well, I was going to say, if you're gone, man, we'll talk to you later.
All right, like next week.
Yeah, like next month. See you later.
All right.
Isn't that right, Gina? He's going to go. He's talking about going to Snowbird with this. Steamboat Springs with this forecast.
Oh, really? Well, he should have some fresh powder.
Yeah. Well, a lot of fresh powder. How the hell do you get up there and get back? Well, I guess they plow the roads, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, we would hope so. I saw a pothole yesterday in the street. It was big enough to move in a family of four. You know, are we ever going to get over this?
I think they said it'll take years to fix all the potholes.
Oh, good. Well, then that's no problem for me because my average tenure on the job is less than 3 years. And I'm on two now, so figure it out. By the way, we're going to that seminar April the 21st.
We are.
Yep. And I'm seeing Dr. Snyder today, and we're going to have him on the radio pretty soon. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about Dr. Snyder from Denver Bariatrics, who does gastric bypass and lap band. And Gina and her husband and I are all going April the 21st. That's the Holiday Inn. That's on Colorado Boulevard. If you want to join us, you got to call Denver Bariatrics and get an appointment. Right?
Right.
And we'll be there.
You're going to be speaking or something, aren't you? Special guest?
No. I'm just going to sit in the audience with you.
Okay.
That's if you'll...
Cool.
That's if you'll sit near me.
That's silly.
I'm going to wear my Sanjaya t-shirt. All right, what's the traffic look like?
All right, in Littleton, rescue crews out assisting a motorist who rolled over northbound Santa Fe at Hamden. You want to move to your right to get around this and expect fairly heavy delays behind it. They are trying to clear it pretty quickly. Pretty good traffic conditions across the metro, getting busy both those eastbound lanes of 6th and the Boulder Turnpike around Federal. Southbound routes stacking up as usual, I-25 through Thornton and North Glen, 225 through the DTC. Weather today, sunny and breezy this morning, cloudy by afternoon, high of 51. Currently, few clouds, 33. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Six of the area's best builders are helping bring the new hometown of Reunion to life, with beautiful new homes starting in the upper...
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sherrance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
In the city of brotherly love, plans were unveiled for a memorial to George Washington's presidential house. But those plans never mentioned a secret buried for 200 years. You have to walk over Washington slave quarters. Discover the story behind the secret. This is your last chance to see Curious Theater Company's world premiere of A House with No Walls by Thomas Gibbons. Hurry, 1 week left. Mention Air America and get two tickets for just $28. Call 303-623-0524. Remember, half-price tickets at 303-623-0524.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
We're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado's energy industry on track and the sounds of success coming. Paid for by the Colorado Land and Energy Alliance.
Digging into today's top stories with a progressive shuttle. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We have all been physically, mentally, and emotionally spent. So hurt by the remarks that were uttered by Mr. Imus. But you see, we also understood a long time ago that it, you know what, no one can make you feel inferior unless you allow them.
That's Vivian Stringer, the head of the girls' basketball team from yesterday. 6:40, 40 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny today. Enjoy it while you can. Get everything you need to get done because it's going to snow. Also, I want to remind you about something else. Air America and MoveOn.org, we just had a promo on about this, but I want to double remind you about this. Air America and MoveOn.org will co-host three virtual town halls with major Democratic presidential candidates, and they'll stream the first one tonight at 7:15 to 8:45. They will rebroadcast it tomorrow night from 6 until 8 p.m. We'll carry the broadcast live. Those participating include Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Bill Richardson, Joseph Biden, who we may talk to on Friday, Christopher Dodd, and Dennis Kucinich. And the topic is only going to be one thing. It's going to be Iraq. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short clip of each of these candidates off the broadcast. And then, tomorrow morning, we're going to run the clips back. And when I say short, we'll try to get their entire opening statement in, or we'll try to get as much as we can in on it, like 30 to 60 or 90 seconds or something like that. Then I'm going to run them. For those of you who can't stay up or for some reason you miss it, and then we'll play it back, and you can hear what each of them has to say, and then I want you to call up and vote or tell me who you think made the most sense regarding what's going on in Iraq. So we're going to do that tomorrow. But don't forget, you can hear the thing tonight starting at 6. You can hear it live. So it's a great way to compare the candidates and see how you feel about all of them. Here's an instant message. I'm so over Imus. Please talk about Anna Nicole. Yeah, I can understand the feeling about that. But I'll tell you something. This peels back a couple of things that we really desperately need to look at in this country. That's racism, sexism. And also, here's the biggest one, misuse of the airwaves. And the fact that the airwaves in this country are virtually rife with and populated with all of this kind of stuff on it. And let me tell you something. You get too explicit about sex on the radio. You show a woman's breasts on television. Any of that stuff. And people go crazy. But there's this kind of racist BS going on all the time on the radio, particularly. And nobody says a word. And you know why? I'll tell you why. Because, number one, sex is the biggest taboo there is in broadcasting. That's number one. Number two, and violence is fine, but you get into sex, man, people really get cranked up and they get angry. And I'll tell you the other thing is, you know what the other thing is? The other thing is you have been successfully taught over the years that you're disenfranchised from the airwaves. And I don't mean that anybody has come out and said to you, okay, your voice or your vote doesn't count. But it's like everything else. After a while, what happens is you get into a what's the use mode. And there is a use because the airwaves are not like going to a comedy club. They're not like any of that stuff. They're supposed to belong technically to you. And we're supposed to have rules and regulations about that. And talking that way and saying that stuff at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, how do you know there's not kids listening? Well, you don't know if there's kids listening at 10 or 11 o'clock at night, but chances are that you're not going to get the same kids. I mean, I you're not going to have the same situation. The few times that I've said things on the air that have been unattractive, I've gotten emails from concerned parents who say, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to school, I'm taking my kid to school, I've got my child in the car with me. And so I try to be very careful, and I don't do it all the time, but I try to be very careful, sometimes I slip, to be age appropriate. And I think you got to think about that too. And that's why this topic is more than just some guy making a comment. That's why it's bigger than that. That's why it's much bigger. Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Ron. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Well, the sun's up, but there's no snow, but stand by.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess we got to get one more shot before summer comes, huh?
Oh, do you think this is the last one?
I'm sure hoping it is.
Well, because I was going to say, Ron, I was going to take your word for it, and I was going to say on the air that Ron said this will be the last one, and then the next time the next one comes, I'll bust your you-know-what so over it.
No, you'll have to look for Gina. Look to Gina for the answer on whether it's the last one or not.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I want to make a comment about this IMS thing that, you know, I realize you just got done explaining why it's a bigger story than it is, but I tell you, I think it's just been one of the most over-covered media events I've seen since, I mean, and I just can't get over how every time I turn on the news anymore, it's either this or Larry Birkhead is the father of Anna Nicole's baby. I just can't, you know, I don't get.
Well, maybe you're watching the wrong channels.
It doesn't matter what I flip it to, but listen, the comment I wanted to make is you know, I really got a kick out of this. I heard this on Alan Combs last night. And by the way, I love Alan Combs almost as much as I love listening to you. But this he had a guy on there last night who was like a hip hop music producer or something
right,
like that.
Right.
Yeah. Did you? Well, anyway.
No, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. But I knew he was going to have him on.
Right. Well, this guy made a real good observation, and this was, you know, in response to their response, and you played a little bit of it a few minutes ago, you know, where they're, you know, they got in front of the cameras and declared how upset they were over his comment and so on. And you know, the one gal said she'd been scarred for life. And this guy said, you know what they should have done was they should have got out there in front of the cameras with their hair all jacked up, you know, and said, we are the nappy-headed hoes of Rutgers. And, you know, and everybody would have laughed, and it would have been over. You know what I mean? And they would have just taken all the power out of his stupid comment, and it would have been the end of it. But instead, they're getting down there, you know, just piling on this guy, and it's going to just get dragged out. And I just think it's ridiculous.
Well, see, I don't think it's ridiculous at all. And you know something that I speculate about that I find to be very weird, and maybe you could explain this to me.
Okay.
If there's something overtly sexual that goes on the radio or goes on the television, my God, people come forward. How dare Janis Jackson have that moment? Who does she think she is? And all those people watching the Super Bowl, and my kids were there, and oh my God, I was so shocked, and everything else. Meanwhile, 24/7, okay, every single day of our lives, there is absolute, without redeeming social value, crap pumped in to your house via the cable system or satellite or wherever you get your stuff from. Maybe you pull it out of thin air or whatever. Like the NSA, you know, and in other words, here's a guy who says something on the public airwaves that is wrong, and it's not funny. Okay?
I agree.
And if one of us were the target of that, we wouldn't think it was so funny. And we wouldn't want to excuse it. We'd be upset. But here's what we get the second day into this, and I'm not accusing you personally of this, but I'm using you as an example, kind of. Although I know you're not the type of person to call me up and go, I had Cinemax on last night. I saw this woman's skirt, and it was above her knee. Ah, that's pornography. But you know there are those types out there. I mean, we got one living an hour and a half south of us. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Okay. But now we're into day two of this thing, and suddenly this thing is like, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of hearing about it. And on top of that, I get the same stuff over and over again. Well, they do it here, and they do it there, and they do... You know what? Maybe if we got as excited about race and as upset over race and racism and sexism as we do over alleged, quote-unquote, sex in the media, maybe we could really make some changes in this country, do you think?
Well, I see your point, but I agree, you know, people need to be called out when they pull this stuff. I just think, you know, it's just an excessive, you know, response on the part of everybody. But that's just my opinion.
Well, anything that fosters dialogue, though, is not what I would call excessive. But you know what? It's 7 o'clock. We're going to talk about John Lennon.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Well, thanks for letting me call in, Jay.
Ron, you're welcome here anytime. Love you. Talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. One of my favorite callers. 6:51, 51 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Beautiful morning out. And negotiating traffic should be pretty nice, too. Here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we've got a pretty heavy commute as you make your way out, seeing all of those usual stacks on highways across the metro area. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th, eastbound 270, I-76 toward Vasquez, and, of course, eastbound routes, including 6th Avenue between Federal and I-25. Right now, we've got a rollover crash. It's affecting northbound Santa Fe at Hamden. You're going to have to move right to get around that. Weather outlook today, sunny, breezy this morning, cloudy by afternoon, with a high of 51, currently fair and 33. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Bring your memories to King Soopers. Get 4x6 digital prints made in just an hour for only 15 cents each at selected...
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
For every dark force...
I will watch you die.
There is light.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
For every gate.
We will do our best to stop them before they reach Earth.
There is a new beginning.
Let's do this.
Joe Flanagan stars in...
It'll be a walk in the park.
Stargate Atlantis. All new episodes. Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2Bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
I don't watch the show. Nice try, Larry. Way to hit it out, Larry. And Larry's at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Larry goes down for the fifth time without a hit. Way to go, Larry! Way to knock it out of the park, Lair, baby! Okay. I bet you're just as successful at that beer joint you go to on Friday nights with the dust on the floor. Say, you know, Americans are tired. Not only of Larry, but they're tired of the fact that they just don't get any sleep. And we're always digging ourselves out of a sleep hole. And if this is you, do you depend on coffee, energy drinks, caffeinated gum, caffeinated water, sugary soda, or maybe even miniature candy bars to keep yourself going? You know what? If this is you, here's a solution. The Sleep Number Bed from Select Comfort. The Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort can help you cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you more deep sleep. And I know because Mary and I have one. And it's a marvelous bed. At the touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts firmness to relieve the pressure and give you more deep sleep. It relieves the pressure points that traditional mattresses create. So you never feel quite comfortable. You toss and you turn and you get less sleep. And you say to your friends, man, I did not sleep at all last night. Why didn't you sleep at all? Because I'm tossing and turning all night. See, with a Sleep Number bed, dual air chambers allow the bed to personalize to the exact level of comfort and firmness you need. Now that I've lost weight, my setting, by the way, is down to 70. This air comfort means the world. You really have got to try this. And a Sleep Number bed costs about the same as an innerspring mattress, but they have been tested to last twice as long. Stop into a select comfort store and take advantage of the no interest and no payments for 12 months on all Sleep Number beds. But hurry, this sale is only going to go on until this Sunday, April the 15th. Select comfort stores are located in 11 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, Promenade Shops at Centuria, and the brand new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I haven't heard this song in a long time. 57 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we're going to be talking about John Lennon coming up. Larry Kane is the author of Lennon Revealed, and this is a book which has just been released in paperback. It gives an in-depth account of Lennon's path from public glory to personal destruction, and then, of course, ultimately, to his death. And I loved John Lennon, and I loved the Beatles, although, as I've said on this program many times, that if I had to choose between the two, the Beatles or the Stones, I would take the Beatles. And then the other thing is, I'm still getting emails from people who believe that the Dave Clark Five should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, we'll pick this this talk up about Imus and the whole thing a little later on in the morning. But we'll talk about John Lennon for a little bit coming up. And then I got an ethical question about sex education for you. We'll talk about that, too, coming up.
Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. The message to 145,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, you may stay longer, maybe 3 months longer.
With the same size force now being asked to do more and more things, stay longer times in Iraq and at greater force levels.
Not a done deal yet, says our military consultant, retired Army Colonel Jeffrey McCausland, but the Pentagon's thinking long and hard about extending deployments to American soldiers in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Not the kind of news that's welcome in some military families. Daisy Pellant is in St. Paul, Minnesota, and when soldiers do stay over there longer...
It puts such a strain on the family. It puts a great strain on businesses, especially in small towns.
Her husband's in the National Guard and will have spent 22 straight months in Iraq before he finally comes home this summer. There's a job opening in the Bush administration, title War Czar. That person could oversee conflicts going on now in Iraq and Afghanistan. CBS military analyst Mike Lyons, a retired Army major. Why are there no takers yet?
This has always been the president himself that has run wars, and so this position would become really more of a lightning rod with regard to how the war was being run.
Wade Smith has been the attorney for Christian Finnerty, one of the Duke lacrosse players accused in that sexual assault case. It's possible that something may occur today in North Carolina.
I will be very, very relieved if the charges are dropped. I will not be happy with the way the system worked. It's a train wreck. No one could celebrate.
Last December, the rape charge against the three was dropped after the woman accuser changed part of her story. Before the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, a law that mixes questions with the decision to have an abortion. Here's correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Under review here, a controversial South Dakota law that would require doctors to tell women seeking abortions the procedure ends a human life. That's not medical fact, it's ideology, argues Planned Parenthood lawyer Mimi Liu.
It harasses women and it gives them inaccurate information that has nothing to do with their medical decision.
State Attorney General Lawrence Long turns that around.
I would respond that incomplete information is much more likely to inhibit a woman's right to choose.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, St. Louis.
Rutgers University women's basketball players say...
We have agreed to have a meeting with Mr. Don Imus. This meeting will be a private meeting at an undisclosed location in the near future.
I'm enormously grateful that they've agreed to let me come out and talk to him.
That's Don Imus today on his radio show. They'll discuss his racist remarks made on air 1 week ago today. Imus will start serving a 2-week suspension starting Monday, but the impact of his words already being felt. Correspondent Bianca Solorzano.
More fallout for Don Imus. Several major advertisers have decided to pull their commercials off his air, including Procter & Gamble. And also several high-profile guests have decided to cancel their upcoming appearances on his radio show.
Before the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures up nearly 2 points. This is CBS News.
Don't risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our Design Print and Ship Depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at OfficeDepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Whoa, Office Depot! Get the good stuff!
This is Michael Waltrip, here to let you know about a great new product at Napa. Napa now has 3M Performance Finish, a superior new waxing solution that actually bonds to your car's paint surface, providing long-lasting and durable paint protection, not to mention a deep gloss finish that will be the envy of all your neighbors. Protect your car today with 3M Performance Finish, just $12.49 at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Closing arguments set to resume this morning in the multi-million dollar insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nocio. Nocio is accused of selling $100 million worth of Quest stock in 2001 based on inside knowledge that Quest was at financial risk and might not meet its revenue targets. Big storm expected to move into the Four Corners area tonight and could bring significant snow and wind to southern Colorado. Drivers having a tough time because of the mountain snow right now.
Lots of people off the road. There's cars and trucks and everything off the road.
Chain restrictions remain in effect for many passes like Vail and at the Eisenhower Tunnel, and Loveland Pass still closed due to adverse conditions. Snow's forecast for the southwest and the central Colorado mountains tonight and possibly right through Friday afternoon. We could get several inches here in the metro area. And homeowners who signed away their right to sue when they bought a new home would be able to take developers to court under a bill that's now on its way to the governor's desk. A spokesman for the Colorado Association of Home Builders says they'll ask Governor Ritter to veto that bill. It's doubtful he will. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. With that rollover crash now gone in Littleton, northbound Santa Fe at Hamden, traffic back up to speed there. Have a few minor problems. Stalled garbage truck on the ramp westbound I-76 toward I-25. Minor snag northbound 25 at 8. That was due to a stall in the fast lane. And we have a wreck on eastbound Colfax just west of 225. Weather today, sunny and breezy this morning, but cloudy by afternoon, high of 51. Currently, fair and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with a $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway sandwich every day for only $2.79. Go in today for the turkey sandwich. Keep your stomach and your wallet full at Subway Restaurants. Eat fresh.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m. 760. Progressive Talk. Really a nice looking morning out. Mostly sunny. High today 50, but get it while you can, because we've got a 40% chance of rain and snow tonight. Then it jumps up to 60% tomorrow morning. So by the time all of us go to work tomorrow morning, we ought to be good and crabby, don't you think? Yeah, so let's be like in a good mood today. Okay, we're going to take a little time out here from the events of the day and talk about something that I never get tired of talking about, and that's John Lennon and also the Beatles. Larry Kane is the author of Lennon Revealed. This is a book that's just been released in paperback. It gives an in-depth account of Lennon's path from public glory to personal destruction, and ultimately to the rebirth of his spirit and career. Kane reveals some of the most fascinating encounters with Lennon, and it's just a wonderful book. And Larry Kane was here in Denver and stayed at the Brown Palace in 1964 when the Beatles were on that tour. Larry, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Jay, how are you?
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. I also
know you know that 64. I was just thinking about talking to your producer. There's a in my first book in the Beatles called Ticket to Ride. There's a moment in the lobby of the Brown Palace where a very buxom young lady comes up to me, and she says, "You see those little girls in the corner, and there were two little kids." She said, "You're Larry Kane. You're traveling with the Beatles." And I said, "Yes." Yeah. She said, "Well, you see those kids. I want them to get to meet the Beatles. And if they can meet the Beatles," and she leaned over, gave me a kiss on the neck.
Oh, wow.
Said, "You can have I'll do anything you want." And at that moment, I realized that life was changing in America.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
It was incredible. I mean,
absolutely.
But obviously, I turned her down and continued my work as a professional journalist. But it was wild. It was really wild.
Yeah, I know somebody else who had an encounter with them on that 1964 tour, because I believe it went through Dallas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I know Jimmy Rabbit, who was working at KLIF at the time, and introduced them in 1964 and hung out with them a little bit. And he said that he, too, came away with the same opinion, that the world was shifting.
Absolutely.
And that there were a lot of people around who never even realized it.
But the it's interesting, the arena they performed in outside of Denver, the Red Rocks.
Right.
It was just gorgeous. I mean, it
still is.
Just absolutely gorgeous. It was just such a special concert, and I'd never been in that kind of country before at that time, and it was just really majestic. I guess it's still a pretty popular concert venue, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How can you not like it? It's going to be there forever. You know?
That's right. It's beautiful. It's really...
I'm sorry I interrupted your question at the beginning.
No problem. No problem at all. A lot of us don't or didn't know John Lennon like you knew John Lennon. Because you had a lot of years of association with him and with the Beatles. How would you describe him? Was he an angry, kind of at times depressed type of person? Or if you're going to pull him apart, how would you describe him?
I would describe him as an extremely unhappy person who did the best with his life. And, you know, you say to yourself, how could a man with such glamour and glory be unhappy? This is a guy who really never had the basics of life like most of us want to. He was born to a mother who basically abandoned him and left him with his with her sister. His father went out to sea and practically never saw him again. He, at the age of 15, watched from a window as his mother was struck and killed by a car. He didn't have the kind of love and affection that most human beings want to have. Even those without direct families usually have extended families. So that by the time he was a teenager, he was an anarchist in the true sense of the word. He raised all kinds of hell at school. And then he, when he became a musician, which is the way he let out his anger, he met a guy 50 years ago, this July actually, named Paul McCartney, and they made beautiful music together for many, many years. But the thing about John that people don't understand is that as angry as he was and as dissed off as he was at the world, he was a man who believed in several basic things. Number one, he said in public what he thought in private. That is both a blessing and a curse, as we know from some recent talk show personality.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a person who valued the honor, integrity, and distinction of being with ordinary people. By ordinary people, I mean just people. He didn't like hanging out, with the exception of a guy named Nielsen, he didn't like hanging out with the glitterati, okay? And unlike most of the some of the self-indulged stars of our day, like Britney Spears and Paris Hilton, I don't know what talent she has, unlike those people, he really wanted to give back to society in some way, whether it was with a song or his personal efforts. I mean, Jay, this was a guy who was an absolute domestic abuser who transcended into an ardent feminist in the late 1970s. This was a man who was a horrible father the first time out to his son, Julian, just an absolute horrible father, just like his father was to him, who became the first publicized stay-at-home dad in the world in 1975 for 4.5 years. This was a guy who was as anti-war, peace activist, as you can find anywhere in the world, who raised more money in this nation for bulletproof vests for cops and firefighters. A lot of paradox there and a lot of contrast. But the one thing that I will always remember about him was that he was just a man who wanted to be respected for who he was and for nothing else as a human being. I mean, I'll tell you right now, if he were in Denver right now with you, the Denver area, he would much rather hang out at a coffee shop or a deli or a restaurant or a diner and hang out with the folks than be living in the ultra stratosphere of stardom. that's the kind of guy he was. And I think his music, and his especially his music with the Beatles, and then his music in the 1970s, sort of rang that out. Had an interesting conversation recently. Do you know who Alan White is?
Yeah, that name sounds very familiar.
Alan White is a drummer with the group Yes. And he's about 56, 58 years old. And he's considered by some people as the greatest rock and roll drummer of all time. And in 1970, he got a call from John Lennon. And he thought it was a friend putting him on. And Lennon said, I'd like you to play on a song with me. And he invited him over to a studio outside of London. Another young guitarist came along. His name was Eric Clapton. I think he went places. And he showed him the lyrics to this song. The song was called Imagine. And at the time that Imagine was released, it was rejected and banned and burned and broken. The records were broken all over this nation because it was viewed as a conspiratorial song, a song that said Imagine no war and no religion too, et cetera, and comments like that. But as we all know right now, as we look back at the 36, 37 years that had transpired, Imagine is one of the two or three most played songs in the world. And he was such a visionary ahead of his time. You know, here's a guy, as you probably know, who was under surveillance by the U.S. government.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then something dramatic happened. In 1975, he went to a hearing, a deportation hearing, before a judge named Irving R. Kaufman. How does Judge Kaufman play into the story? Well, in a big way. Yoko is pregnant. She had the baby the next day, Sean. They went before this court. And in this courtroom, in October of 1975, Judge Kaufman ruled that John Lennon's dramatic and emotional bid to stay in this country and his efforts to secure free speech were a testament to the beauty of the American dream. Now, here's why I say Judge Kaufman was so important. Judge Kaufman was the same judge who, I believe, in 1951, sentenced Ethel and Julius Rosenberg, the atomic spies, to death in the electric chair.
You know what? You're right about that.
So here you go.
I never realized that, but you're right.
So here's the guy who stood, you know, enemies in the face, enemies of the nation, and who had before him a young artist who was then viewed, I guess he was 35 at the time, as by some people in government as a threat to our security, which was so absurd, it's incredible. And he basically saw through to the truth. And I know when they went to Kaufman, they were concerned because they said, oh, my God, he's such a tough judge, and what's going to happen here? And it's just unbelievable that this happened. See? And then there's the dark side. I mean, look, he was heavily invested in drugs and alcohol. He was, throughout his life, by the way, from the time he was a teenager. And then on around, a dramatic thing happened in 1973. Yoko fixed him up with their secretary.
Oh, Mary Pang, right?
May Pang. And figured it was just an innocent thing and that John needed some sort of relationship to refresh himself about his marriage and not an ordinary conventional American thing to do.
Yeah, really.
Hey, honey, go out with that guy or that woman. And she felt it would be very safe. And May Pang really didn't want it at first. And then all of a sudden, they didn't fall in lust, they fell in love. And he saw another side of woman, and they lasted for about a year and three quarters. We never stopped talking to her, and he eventually went back to Yoko because he wanted the discipline and the direction that he never got as a child. And he lived a wonderful 5 years from 1975 to 1980, and then that killer showed up. So basically, his is a story of dramatic highs and lows, but I think that one of the reasons people are so fascinated with him, and this book is a hardback, became a bestseller very quickly, is that they want to know what he was made of, because I think they see in him, although he went to extremes, they see themselves, the pitfalls of life, and he was very naked in public about this. He just basically was willing to show himself. And how many of our artists are willing to show who they are?
Really
are.
Not many of them. Hey, hang on a second. Let me park you here in the phone zone, and we'll come back, because I want to ask you about your take on the relationship between McCarthy and Lennon, and how it changed from the start up until the end. So hang on 1 second. Larry Kane on the line, and the book is Lennon Revealed, about John Lennon. Man.
Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him, call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles. Just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I've done a lot. I was an art director. I had an internet website. And then I became a yoga teacher.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
Then I started teaching people cooking, moved to India, taught yoga, taught cooking.
Her Match.com username is LaSerene7, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Sevens. They've got everything you can think of there. So you name it, they've got it. This is no small place, and it takes a golf cart to get around if you're not in the mood to walk it. I find the walking to be good, at least good for my weight loss, but for the rest of you, you go out there, request a golf cart. You don't have to walk it. And they have just that big of a selection. Their matching down incentive is still going on. You can check out what I'm talking about at RockiesAutos.com. Or the best thing is to get out there and see my friends, the Alshires, Tom and Marv. They're great folks. Spanky Herrera, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. There's over 100 employees there. And they put their nose to the grindstone every single day to make sure that you get exactly what it is you're looking for. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Been family-owned and operated since 1982. Drop by and see them. They're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Mysick Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting in traffic on a hot, sweltering day. Get less traffic and more summer from the Northwest Parkway. Drive the Northwest Parkway as your quickest route to the airport, shopping, and Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. For more info, check out nwpky.org.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Tonight at 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk brings you a virtual town meeting with Democratic candidates Obama, Clinton, Edwards, Richardson, Biden, Dawe, and Kucinich. Hear their thoughts on Iraq. Tonight at 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And don't forget, tomorrow morning, we'll play you clips of that if you can't catch it live and then we're going to ask you to vote on who you think had the best presentation. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today, 50. On the line with me is Larry Kane, and the book is Let It Reveal. By the way, you can go to Larry's website at LarryKane.com. Also, the book includes an exclusive DVD featuring the last filmed interview with John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and it was conducted by Larry Kane back in 1968. Okay, these guys meet 50 years ago. They're kids.
Right.
What happened to them?
Not really much. You know, there's much that people who are Beatles fans and who love the Beatles, and that's a large portion of the world, are always fascinated by that relationship. And the obvious target, the bullseye, is always on Yoko Ono. But that's not true. Linda McCartney also had a role in that, too, in terms of the estrangement. But the estrangement didn't last long. It began in around 1968, late 1969. They broke up yesterday, 37 years, in early 1970. But there was something else that was going on that people do not understand. Now, Jay, you know, 15 years from now, you look back at this show and say, wow, it was the good old days. Do I really remember what it was like? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were successful in that period from 1963 to 1970, 69, and they were so enormously successful, 100 hits, I mean, music just coming out of the ears everywhere. But when you're in it, when you're in the middle of it, you never know what it is, okay? You never know what it will mean. And in 1969, 70, the Beatles did not, under any circumstances, understand that they were going to become the iconic giants of not just music, but culture from the rest of the 20th century and the early part of the 21st. They didn't know. And they figured, well, you know, we've had a good thing. It's time to break it up and see if we can independently do better on our own than we did collectively, which they believed they could, with the exception of Ringo. And so that's what you got. And the truth of the matter is that even though McCartney is a gigantic world superstar, that none of them have ever even gotten close to the success of all of them together. And it's just fascinating to me that they took this step, and none of them regretted it. And when you look back at McCartney's career, he doesn't regret that, and George never did, and Ringo certainly never did, and John really sort of did a rejectionist thing about the Beatles for about 5 or 6 years after he left. And then all of a sudden, in 1978, he asked me how much Beatles memorabilia I had. And I said, really, not a lot, because I didn't collect a lot, because who the heck knew? I thought they'd be gone in 3 months. All right? Who knew back in 1968?
Yeah.
And he said, I've become a Beatles collector. I want to collect everything Beatles. I really think we were a great group.
Wow.
Okay. This is 1978.
So there was no...
There was no understanding that, you know, here in the 1990s or early part of the century that we would be looking at them as, oh, my goodness, is anybody ever going to ever get close to them? No.
They
had some acrimony. They both released an album the songs of which attacked each other.
Right, I remember that.
And How Do You Sleep and Too Many People. And starting around 1974, they started visiting each other again. And there was always a very deep affection. But, you know, it's like any close relationship, any time that familiarity is there, there's a breeding of contempt. And there was a bit of that. But really toward the end and through the mid-70s, they were good friends. They didn't, you know, hang out together all the time like John did with. John was very close with George and extremely close with Ringo. And Paul was less of a leader after the Beatles broke up. John was the real leader to keep in touch with everybody. So it's really wasn't a problem. And today, Paul McCartney acknowledges his deep affection for him. And there never was that tremendous, a little bitterness here and there, but never that thing that everybody talks about.
So that's very much overblown. Let me ask you this: where were you on the night that John was killed, and also, did he die happy?
I don't know if he died happy. I know he died happier.
Was he happy at that point in his life?
I think he was excited about getting started. I think there was a lot of excitement there. And I think that, in all truthfulness, John Lennon had, as I say in the book, it really had a rebirth as a human being. He He looked healthier. He was eating better. He wasn't as skinny as he was. For some reason, strangely, his hair was growing back. I can't figure that one out. Or maybe it's the way he cut it. And he just really was a much happier person. And I hate to do this to you, Jay, but I've got to be on another station far, far away from you any second.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We got to pick this up again
anytime,
at some point.
Anytime, and tell it's Ramon, right? Or Michael?
John Turk.
John Turk, right. John Turk. That's right, John Turk.
Yeah.
Clear Channel. John, tell John to call me anytime.
Okay, and can we reach you through your website?
You can reach me through my website, and if John gets on the line, I'll give him all the numbers.
Okay, great.
Now, you know, I love talking politics, and politics is my number one blood sport. And,
well, I'll have you on for all kinds of things. You want to talk politics? I'll put you on for politics. You want to talk Beatles? I'll put you on for Beatles. You want to talk about music? We'll talk about music.
We're this area right here has three key states in next year's election, and right now they're all shading pro-Democrat all the way.
Okay, because I want to ask you this really quick question, and then you can go. Then I'll put you on hold. We'll get your numbers. Do you know how to get in contact with, or do you know how to make contact with Elliot Mintz?
Yeah, through Yoko's office, Studio One in New York.
Okay, because I got a message that I need to pass to him that has nothing to do with Paris Hilton or any of his clients, but has to do with his radio days in L.A. Okay, hang on a second, and John will get the numbers. Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, get his numbers so we can have him on again, because he's got to go be on another radio station, which, too bad, I could have done a whole hour on this. Right, Gina? Gina?
Yes.
We could have done a whole hour on the Beatles, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And on John Lennon.
Yes.
So where were you the night that John Lennon was killed?
I was in Austin, Texas, hanging out with friends, going to school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you hear about it?
You know, I think we heard about it over television.
Hmm.
You know, they came in with a news flash. Since there were no cable news channels at that time.
No, there weren't. You're right about that. You're right about that. I remember exactly where I was. I was on the air when he died. And I remember going and walking back to the AP machine. Nowadays, all this stuff comes online. And you get it at a computer terminal. But back in those days, they had the old machines. Were you in radio at that time? You know the old machines, the teletype machines, go clack, 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 and I remember the bulletin, you know, bulletin, urgent, and about John Lennon.
It was shocking. I remember crying.
Yeah, I was totally and completely blown away. Everybody I knew was, and everybody, and oh my God, you know, the phones at the radio station start ringing, and you'd talk to people on the phone, and they would just refuse to accept it. They would say, well, it's got to be some kind of a hoax. And you'd say, no. No.
Well, and it was more shocking because then you didn't have all this problem with paparazzi and celebrities being stalked and, you know, I mean, it was unusual that a celebrity would just be gunned down like that.
Yeah, didn't happen very often, that's for sure. All right, 7:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Boy, the commute has been, it's been a little rough at times this morning. And why can't we just have clear sailing to work? Because after all, look at the day outside. It's so nice.
Yeah, it's really not all that bad. Mostly what we're dealing with are just minor issues. We had a problem northbound 25 at 8. There was just a stalled vehicle there. Westbound I-76 to I-25, a stalled garbage truck on the ramp. And we were dealing with a wreck eastbound Colfax west of 225. But mostly it's pretty much status quo. We just have our usual slow pockets in all the usual areas like southbound I-25, Thornton, North Glen, and definitely into downtown. Weather today, sunny and breezy this morning, but cloudy by afternoon with a high of 51. Currently fair and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Little things add up. $1.39 here, $10.57 there. Before long, you've spent more than you meant to. And knowing where your money goes...
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
You know what's weird? I just signed up for Progressive Car Insurance and saved an extra $50 because I did it online, but their website couldn't be simpler. Maybe if they had one of those sites where your wife ends up telling you to stop yelling at the computer, you're frightening the children, I'd be like, okay, Progressive, you totally owe me $50 for that ordeal, but no, you sign up, it's easy, you save $50.
Go to Progressive.com, sign up online and save an extra $50. Progressive, it's about you and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Advocate, right here, noon to 1, this Saturday. Research shows that drug education will help prevent kids from experimenting with drugs. So inform yourself and your children. Don't let your kids get their drug education on the streets. A message brought to you courtesy of Sanchez Mechanical. For quality professional work in heating and air conditioning installation and repair, call 287-9084. Mention this ad and get 15% off any system. Call 287-9084 for Sanchez Mechanical.
Food from the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
D-Ball! Everybody's making love, and no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot.
Okay, do you think this is nostalgia, or do you think we need him now more than ever? And he's not here. Well, John, do you think that's nostalgia?
No. For me it is, yeah. But you know, I wasn't around for the whole thing. I was really young when he was shot, so I mean, but he's an icon for sure. But it's to me, it's nostalgia.
Yeah, but I'm talking about his input. I'm talking about the fact that he could foster dialogue. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. High today, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Tomorrow, though, we get a chance of snow. That's what I mean. I'm talking about the fact that he could foster dialogue. I'm not talking about the fact that, you know, it's nostalgia or longing for that for his music. It's longing for his input and his thought, as opposed to what we have today, which is we do have socially conscious artists today. We do have artists who do care and do make comments and do say things and do write music that's still relevant. And a couple of people that I can point to right off the bat in this area would be Neil Young. His Life, I believe it's called Life at War or Life During War CD. And also Steve Earle's another one who's out there. And there's lots of them out there. But I don't know. It wasn't like John Lennon. I mean, if Lennon said something,
people listen.
Yeah, it got through.
Yeah, I don't think you have that with artists out there today. I mean, you know, you still got Neil Young who's out there, you know, who has, you know, political, social commentary. And is out there. But you don't have guys like, you know, John Lennon or Bob Dylan and people like that anymore. You know, it's just they're not out there. Who cares what Paris Hilton has to say?
Well, apparently the media does. Apparently they care. And that's part of the problem, too. Part of the problem is that when you turn on the media now, what you do get is you do get Paris Hilton, or you get the disgusting display of the media over Britney Spears, which we talked about once on the show, the fact that she was coming unraveled in public, and the media just kept pounding on her anyway. And that ceases to be amusing, and it ceases to be funny at some point. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't take time out every single day to get into things that are not, that are sometimes lighter and that are not quote unquote heavy, because people don't live their lives that way. Maybe some of you do, but I don't. Don't you ever escape? Don't you ever like say, okay, I can't deal with any of this anymore. I need to like get away from it. And we all have something that we do. Maybe it's your kids. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's something that you pursue that, or you think about, that is not connected to what's going on, and so you take yourself out of that equation. Like you play golf, tennis, work in the garden, mow the lawn, work out. You got to have something to do. You watch something on television that would not be deemed to be socially relevant. Because for an hour or 30 minutes, you don't want to be there. Or for forever, for how long, you don't want to be there. And there's nothing wrong with that. And maybe for a lot of us it was our age, but back in those days, man, we wanted to be tuned in. You wanted to know what was going on. And you wanted to hear what John Lennon had to say and other people like him.
There's nobody out there like that today, Jay.
Well,
you know, there's not.
It's hard for me to describe it to you, John, because, John, you're in your 30s.
Yeah, I'm
so
32.
You
I mean, so I didn't see it. I wasn't around to see, you know, what kind of political things he had to say or social on social issues.
Well, I'll tell you something. Here's what you ought to go do. And you ought to do this because it's worth taking the time and it's a great movie. And I believe if you got Comcast, it's running on demand. See the United States versus John Lennon.
Yeah, it is on demand right now. I will check that out.
Yeah. And then you'll kind of get it as to what he was about and what was going on. 303-713-7600. If you know, you want to just pick the phone up and talk about John Lennon. You want to talk about the Beatles, but you want to talk about John Lennon. You want to talk about the difference between now and then? You want to talk about this stuff? Is it wrong for artists to take political positions, even if the artists that are going to take them, you don't particularly care for them? Like you find out that somebody's position is different than yours, so you think to yourself, well, now I'm disappointed. Or does it really matter? Most of the folks that I like seem to have the same positions that I do. Except there are some that are in the older brand of country music, which I really love, that don't. But even guys like Merle Haggard realize that what's going on today is not right. And, of course, there's Kris Kristofferson and so many more. Let me go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I missed that interview you had, except where you just said goodbye to the guy, so that's too bad. But
well, you go back and get it on podcast.
I'll do it. But music, a lot of things you said are right on. You've got to have some, you can't stay in politics and all this stuff all the time. You got to have something to back away. And at the same time, on another aspect of it, musicians that point things out, like, it's kind of like, you know, and John Lennon, all that stuff with Yoko, with the love man, and, you know, some of it was real positive, and some of it was saying, look, what these guys are doing with Vietnam is wrong, and he was just so multifaceted, and he would point things out. I said to John Turk that John Lennon was like Muhammad Ali. They're both a lot more than just music or sports. They said so much more, and yet they were at the top of their individual games as well.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali, boy.
No, nobody braver than him.
No. Stood up, to told truth to power, and stood up. And I can still, to this day, I can still hear in my head the call of that fight against Ernie Terrell on the Mutual Radio Network, where Ali was taunting Terrell and asking him over and over again, what's my name?
The champ.
Because Terrell refused to call him Muhammad Ali and would call him Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay, cool.
And he kept saying, what's my name? What's my name? What's my name? And he actually, you know, he taunted Ernie Terrell.
Yeah.
Well, and Ernie Terrell is not a bad guy. I met him years later in Chicago, and he was really a nice guy. But, yeah, you're right. There was nobody out there like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, and nobody like John Lennon.
Yeah, very true. Brian, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
You bet. We go to Bruce in Greenwood Village. Bruce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You know, I wanted to comment. I think one of the greatest problems is that the corporate media squishes artists that have something to say. Good example being Neil Young. When his War album came out, you know, I remember KVCO played a song. They must not have previewed it. It wasn't Rest in Peace the President. It was one of the more mild songs. And he said, whoa. He came back on the air and said, whoa, I guess that, you know, there's a lot of controversy on that song. I guess we won't be playing that song anymore. And that was the last you heard of it.
Really? We played lots of cuts from it over here. I mean, not fully through, but we played them.
So you're not given a directive?
And talked. Well, nobody said anything to me. I did it anyway. And nobody came in and said to me, don't do it. And that remains one of my, I would say that remains one of the top five CDs that I stick in and play probably like every couple of weeks.
I'll be darned. Well, you know, nationwide though, he wouldn't get any airplay, and even his old stuff didn't get any airplay for the longest time. And you'd be stuck.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? That's true. And I'll tell you something. Classic rock, as they bill it, a lot of times is not really classic rock. And a lot of the stuff they play is not really, it's not like, now we sound like we have hardening of the arteries here, but I don't know how old you are.
I'm almost your age. I'm 47.
Okay.
49.
I remember that FM radio was this really exciting type of thing where you would listen and hear all of this really outrageous music,
mm-hmm.
and great stuff,
mm-hmm.
and disc jockeys that knew how to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
and that were saying the things that you wanted to hear. And then all of a sudden, and I don't know how this happened, but all of a sudden overnight all of that changed.
Well, corporate sponsorship. I just took a trip to San Diego, and I couldn't wait to get back in the car to listen to this particular station. It was incredible. There was, the artist he'd say, "Wow, that was good," and he'd play the song again, you know, his enthusiasm was infectious, and all this weird stuff that they were playing, and it was, "Wow, that was strange. We should play that again," and it was great, you know, and you could tell that there was no agenda really to push a particular song or interest, and it was just so refreshing. Like KTCL used to be here. We had a station a long time ago. We haven't.
I remember KTCL. It's still on the air, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but now it's Clear Channel, and they have a set. They have a set agenda, and they have a playlist. But they used to not have a. Used to be a Fort Collins college station. With no set playlist, and they play a jazz song, and then they play a few blues songs, and they dip into punk rock for, you know, for 10 songs. And it was always weird stuff. It was local stuff. And that's what radio should be. And how long has it been since it's been? And Denver is so large. It's really a shame.
Well, I've never worked in radio when, except my very first job, I think. I've never worked in radio when I did music where they didn't have a playlist. The only thing that happened in country radio was this movement in 1974, 75 to cut the playlist down.
Mm-hmm.
So you were only playing 40 currents, where prior to that you could play as many as 80. Yeah, the life has been squeezed out of it, but I don't know. I still find, okay, I'm just going to be honest about this. I still find KBCO to be exciting and worth listening to, and I like KBCO.
Mm-hmm.
But I have such weird taste that there's not a radio station on this planet that could program for me. You know?
Yeah, I wish I remember the call numbers for the San Diego station. I think it's 104.3.
Is it KGB FM?
I wouldn't be in that close attention. I was just all over the music, and I knew I wouldn't be back, but I wished I'd paid attention so I could get on the internet, because it was cool. It was cool. I think it was 103.9. Actually, still programming in my car. I think I'll go look it up.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's tough these days, man. It's tough. And then people are going to other alternatives, and it's tough. But and it's never going to be what it once was, but...
It could be.
There's no John Lennon's around either.
No, but I think if it was possible to, if some of these artists could get there, if they didn't have to go to the internet to make a statement, I think you'd. If it was conceivable that they could get some airplay, if they were artistic, then I think it would foster it.
Well,
it would bring it along.
The Dixie Chicks are an important lesson. Look what happened with them. They made it despite the fact that they couldn't get any airplay.
Right. But it's because of people like me that bought their albums, even though we don't like their music.
Yep. I bought their albums because I do love their music, and I listen to them all the time. Hey, man, thanks.
Good luck, Jay.
Talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
7:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's check traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a lot going on right now around the metro area. It's good news for you if you're just making your way out to work or school. Did have that stalled garbage truck still on the ramp in Commerce City from westbound I-76 to southbound I-25, and a two-car wreck being cleared Colfax just west of 225. Of course, we do have slow-moving traffic now across Highlands Ranch, eastbound C-470. Northbound I-25 through the bridges is a little sluggish as well. Weather outlook today, sunny and breezy this morning, but cloudy by afternoon with a high of 51. Currently fair and 34. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new Lancer for just $10,988 with
cheaperusedautos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit cheaperusedautos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible at only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage. They guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition. And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it. But Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. High-speed internet, digital cable, and digital voice. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast digital cable is on demand, so you watch stuff when you want. And Comcast digital voice will revolutionize your home telephone. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
Stop it!
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax, and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
There are places I
remember Soul, the Beatles, and John Lennon. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny today, high of 50, then bang comes the snow. Let me squeeze, see if I can squeeze one more call in here. Where do you want to go? No. Oh, okay. Jeff Arvada, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi. Right.
And it's one of those kind of out there avant-garde stations, you know, that seems an independent nature about it still.
Yeah, I... Like I said to the last caller, okay, my taste is so...
You'll like it.
Whacked
out. You'll like it. Have you heard it at all?
Yeah, I've heard it before. And okay. and I like what they're doing, but I just have weird taste, man. What can I tell you? I mean, I'm one of these guys that goes from, like, from Charlie Parker to John Laurie to Lefty Frizzell and Merle Haggard. You can't find many places that would play that kind of music.
There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, throw in a little Kinks and you're cool.
Well, I like the Kinks too, man.
Yeah, there
I like
you
all
go.
That stuff.
But I just getting to the point on what you're talking about today, I just don't see any artists today that can virtually survive in this marketplace. You know, the corporatization of all the media outlets, the Fox Noise Channel, they go out and they destroy these people for saying anything. And I don't think if it was the Dixie Chicks or Neil Young had such an established base already, they would have been just destroyed and people would have put them aside. The sad part is that the consumers let that happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not, but you're right about the fact that it's tougher now than ever before. Jeff, thanks, man. I got to go get some news. Drive safe.
Yeah, good morning.
All right. Coming back, abstinence versus sex education. Which works better? We'll talk about that. And maybe some more in the media, too.
AM 760 is your new home of the Colorado Crush.
Log on to AM760.net for your chance to win tickets to see the Crush take on the Las Vegas Gladiators Friday, April 20th. And we'll throw in some snacks at the game.
Crush football on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Because a whopping 82% of all car accidents are caused by distracted drivers, Allstate would like to dedicate the next 10 seconds to helping you drive safely, distraction-free. Wasn't that nice? Just you and the road. Unfortunately, we can't keep every driver focused on their driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness, part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today, and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Jay Marth, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in high definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Looks like the drama at Duke comes to a head today. AP says all charges against three Duke University lacrosse players are going to be dropped. North Carolina's Attorney General plans to meet reporters in Raleigh 4.5 hours from now. Correspondent Bob Orr says things have changed since last year when prosecutor Mike Nifong was pursuing those three then Duke lacrosse players in the sexual assault case.
The second dancer who was at the party raised doubts about the accuser's accusations. And in December, Nifong dismissed the rape charges and handed over the rest of the case to the attorney general. Now it seems the AG is ready to kick out the remaining charges.
Wade Smith is attorney for former Duke player Colin Finnerty.
We know there's no case. There never has been a case here, and so we're hopeful.
Many of the 145,000 American troops in Iraq, plus 25,000 in Afghanistan, might have to remain deployed for a longer time, perhaps 3 months longer. That's under consideration by the Pentagon. Ann Chay is with Military Families Speak Out. Her son is in Iraq.
Every day there's some new, you know, rumor out there, and it's very stressful. He can't wait to come home. They all can't. It's been a long tour over there.
600,000 people in Iraq have been forced from their homes from that insurgent violence in recent past. The day-to-day life not getting any better, according to a report just out from the International Red Cross. How difficult are things? Reporter Vicky Barker.
Here's what one Iraqi mother told Pierre Crayenbuhl of the Red Cross when he asked her what would most improve her daily life.
Help us collect the bodies that line the streets in front of our homes that we find simply unbearable to confront our children with morning after morning as we try to bring them to school.
The famously neutral Red Cross is assigning no blame here. It simply says all parties in Iraq must do more to protect the lives of innocent civilians there. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
3% of athletes and 30% of high schools would be randomly tested.
Well, you've seen him on Law & Order, actor and politician Fred Thompson. He's hinted at wanting to run for president, and now Thompson tells Fox News, he's got cancer, lymphoma, but it is in remission. Are you hoping to get into college? More schools are saying maybe.
Sting. It is a growing trend in the college application process. It's all about increasing the school's yield. That's the percentage of applicants already accepted who actually decide to attend the college. When a prospective student is waitlisted, it's kind of like making it through a second round of the admissions process now. Enables the school and the student to show interest in each other. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Citibank is chopping 17,000 jobs from its workforce as it downsizes and restructures. On Wall Street, early in the trading day, the Dow is down 31, the Nasdaq down 6, S&P down 3 points. This is CBS News.
What'll it be, ma'am?
I'll have a pound of Swiss,
okay. Have
a pound of peppered turkey, and some peace of mind, please.
Coming up.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles, because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
Oh, and I'll have a pound of happiness, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details, or visit FordCPO.com.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Emerging research suggests that eating foods naturally rich in antioxidants may help protect your memory. I think that's big news. Even more surprising is where to find those protective antioxidants. Did you know Welch's 100% grape juice has powerful antioxidants just like red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. So if you want to help protect your memory, remember to drink delicious Welch's 100% grape juice every day. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A 22-month study of Fort Carson soldiers returning from service in Iraq and Afghanistan has come to some pretty disturbing conclusions. It's found nearly 20% of them suffered at least a mild form of traumatic brain injury, also known as TBI, the result of being near all those exploding IEDs. Officials at the Army base outside of the Springs examined 13,000 soldiers over the last 2 years. Jurors are expected to get the case today in the insider trading trial of former Quest boss Joe Nocio. Legal analyst Scott Robinson says the defense appears to have the upper hand at this point.
While Nocio certainly sold off an enormous amount of shares in that five-month period, still, he had sold off an enormous amount of shares in years preceding as well. So it's sort of insider trading in slow motion. A tough, tough intent to defraud case to prove.
Nocio did not take the stand in his own defense. And a Denver police officer fighting his suspension for fatally shooting a developmentally disabled teenager has lost his latest battle, the Denver Civil Service Commission upholding Officer James Turney's 10-month suspension for shooting Paul Childs in 2003. Police say Turney shot Childs after the teenager refused to drop a knife. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We're in pretty good shape, but just a lot of slow-moving traffic around the city. Northbound lanes of Washington Street Bridge to Santa Fe adding to the lineup of sluggish stretches along I-25. Of course, that southbound traffic still struggling either side of I-70 for your ride toward downtown. We have some delay on the south end now, eastbound C-470, stacking up across Littleton and Highlands Ridge. And in Inglewood, we have one wreck off the highway at a busy intersection eastbound Hamden at Colorado. Weather today, sunny and breezy this morning, but cloudy by afternoon with a high of 51. Currently fair and 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners and NBA fans, now through April, when you get dealership services for a minimum of $59.95, you also get a chance to win a trip to the NBA Finals 2007. No purchase necessary. Sign up at toyotaowners.com and get details. That's toyotaowners.com.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off.
Never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free.
And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Also sunny today, high at 50. Look at it outside. It's picture perfect. But then, tonight, chance of rain or snow. And on Thursday, rain or snow, likely about a 60% chance. Thursday night, an 80% chance of snow. Friday, an 80% chance of snow. Friday night, down to 20% chance of snow. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy and a high predicted to be only 48. All right. I want to remind you that America Online, not America Online, what the hell's wrong with me? Air America and MoveOn.org is going to co-host three virtual town halls with major Democratic presidential candidates, and they're going to stream the first one tonight at 7:15 to 8:45. It starts tonight at 6 on this station. They will rebroadcast it tomorrow night from 6 until 8 our time. We'll carry the live broadcast. Those participating include Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Bill Richardson, Joseph Biden, Christopher Dodd, and Dennis Kucinich. And they're only going to talk about one topic, and that's Iraq. And right now there's a struggle between the White House and the Congress. The Congress now saying that they refused to meet with the president, and the president dictating terms out about this. So there's a huge struggle going on. And we're going to take the best of the comments that these presidential candidates make, and we're going to play them back for you. And then you can call in, and you can let us know who you think did the best. Oh, okay, this thing here that I was given was wrong. All right, let me correct this by telling you that it's not tomorrow night. It's on tonight between 6 and 8. Okay, so you want to catch it tonight between 6 and 8. They only streamed it online yesterday. So it's on tonight between 6 and 8. You can hear it here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Then tomorrow morning, if you missed that, we'll go through and call some of the comments about Iraq, and then we'll play them back, and you can call up, say what you think. Because one thing I've noticed here, and I don't want to get off on a whole thing about Iraq now, but one of the things I've noticed is that in the past when I've tried to do that topic, when I've tried to do Iraq, I don't get much response from you on that. And there's this huge struggle going on now between the Democrats, Republicans, Congress, and the White House. And this whole thing about how there's no funding for the troops, that's not true because the funding is in the legislation. What the White House doesn't want is the White House doesn't want any kind of timetable set. The White House doesn't want any kind of yardstick set because they can't not only adhere to their own yardsticks, but basically what Speaker Pelosi said yesterday is really, really true, that basically what the White House really wants is the White House wants a blank check. And we just can't continue down that road. I mean, we cannot continue down that road. I mean, if there's anybody out there who thinks that we can, I don't have any idea, I don't have any clue as to how you would ever be able to reach that opinion. There's a Wire story out today, and I guess maybe I am going down that road, but there's a Wire story out today. It's the Associated Press, or it's Reuters. I've got it right here. And CBS had a little bit of it on the top of the hour. It's Reuters. The suffering of Iraqi civilians is worsening, and there is no sign yet that a security crackdown in Baghdad is bringing any kind of relief. Now, this is according to the International Red Cross. Okay, go ahead. Go out and demonize the Red Cross if you disagree with any of this. Go ahead and demonize them, all right? Do what you want, but most people know, and most people understand that they're basically neutral. Hospitals were stretched to the limit by daily mass casualties. Malnutrition was on the rise. Power shortages are an everyday event and are becoming more frequent around the country. The suffering that Iraqi men, women, and children are enduring today is unbearable and unacceptable, said the director of operations for the International Committee of the Red Cross. He told journalists there was no indication yet that the clampdown in Baghdad launched in February is doing anything to improve the situation for civilians. He said, we're not seeing a stabilizing effect yet. So, I know there are people out there who are running around entertaining the idea and believing what is fed to them about the surge. Oh, well, the surge, it's working because the administration tells me it's working. It's working because John McCain says it's working. But you know something? It's not working. Now, you can argue that it's too early. I'd accept that. Might be too early. But realistically, it's never going to settle anything. Until the Iraqis themselves want to do the following. One, work out a political solution, which they have not done. I saw Joseph Lieberman, Joe Menem. I saw him on TV. Forever the talking head. And he's parroting this BS about, well, they are doing it. They've got a bill before their assembly or whatever he wanted to call it. Yeah, but what he doesn't say is that bill about reconciliation and oil sharing rights, all of that stuff, that bill's been sitting there forever and a day, and it's not making any progress. John McCain, who's caught in this terrible, terrible misstatement about walking the neighborhoods of Baghdad, and that 60-minute CBS thing, as far as I'm concerned, they let him off. They let him off the hook. Because they never said to him, well, after you made that statement, and after you and Lindsay, I bought 5 rugs for $5 gram, took off, 22 people died there. And that there was a bombing less than 36 hours later. Well, now, here's John McCain. This is from the AP this morning. Republican presidential hopeful Senator John McCain said he would have taken his tour of an Iraqi market last week even if he had not been accompanied by heavily armed U.S. soldiers. McCain said he would have walked through a central Baghdad market without the military protection, but the top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, who you remember as being somebody McCain described as driving around Baghdad without an armored Humvee, had recommended an armed escort. I'm not notorious for being nervous about going anywhere, said McCain. I'll gladly go almost anywhere in the world under any circumstances, but I did respond, and I did what General Petraeus asked me to do. Now, do you really believe John McCain? Because if he had walked out there by himself, he would have been toast. That would have been it. Now, on the Sunday 60 Minutes, he told them that he did misspeak. But they didn't really hold his feet to the fire like they should have. They basically let him wiggle off. And finally, here's one for you. You ever been or lived around BYU, Brigham Young University? Ever lived in Utah? Utah has a Democratic Party. They have had Democratic representation in Congress before, mainly from the Salt Lake City area. But that state is notoriously conservative. And BYU, Brigham Young University, down there in Provo, is not what I would label or anybody else would label a hotbed of student activist activity, particularly opposing the administration. Do you know that students at BYU are protesting the fact that Dick Cheney is going to come there for the commencement address? This story's been in the news for about 3 or 4 days. I just never brought it up. Because they don't believe that Dick Cheney lives up to the highest ideals of the school, which is honesty and integrity. So they don't want him there. Now, if you've ever lived in that area, I mean, you've got to know that that's just uncharacteristic of BYU. But it's true. I mean, that's the way those kids feel. They don't want him there. They do not want the Vice President of the United States showing up at BYU to give the commencement address. And you know something? I don't blame them, because I wouldn't want Dick Cheney addressing my child or myself either. All right, I guess I've talked too long here about Iraq. And if you want to chime in on this, if you want to say something about the struggle going on here. If you want to make a comment about this, about the struggle between Congress and the executive branch, and the fact that we've got a political party in this country that just doesn't seem to get it about how people feel. I mean, if you want to comment about that, 303-713-7600. Otherwise,
Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him call Leaf Guard. Oh no! If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
And I'm not really sure what... I think Mary wants another corgi. Dogs are the most fabulous thing in the world. Because you know something? You can have the absolute you-know-what beat out of you every single day. And when you go home, nobody's happier to see you than your dog or your dogs. And Coco and Jackson mean so much to Mary and I that that's one of the reasons why we feed them Purina One. See, with Purina One, you don't have to sacrifice your standards when you choose food for your dog. Purina One Natural Blends has it all. Real natural ingredients like real white meat, chicken or lamb, brown rice plus sweet potatoes, and it's a great taste that the dogs just really love. They don't have any added fillers. No artificial colors or flavors. So don't compromise. Make the switch to Purina One Natural Blends, and you'll love the healthy difference it can make in your pet. Here's a great opportunity for you to change your pet's health for the better. What you need to do is call this toll-free number, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. 1-888-606-BARK for your free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today and see the difference Purina One can make. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zsbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
From the Hood is a student-run program that originated at Crenshaw High School over 10 years ago. Since the beginning, South Central Los Angeles students have been committed to maintaining company profits in order to distribute them into a scholarship fund. The graduating seniors are proving year after year that the program works. But we still need your help. More students are on the way. These young entrepreneurs are learning how to operate every part of a business, from manufacturing to selling. These organic salad dressings are on the shelves at Whole Foods, Ralph's, Vons, and Food for Less. They are even available online at Amazon.com. And every time you purchase a Food from the Hood, honey mustard, ranch, or creamy Italian salad dressing, you are giving these students a chance at higher education. Help these kids by picking up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer. To learn more about this amazing program, please visit www.foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000. A student is standing by to receive your call.
Join AM 760 and rock the earth for an Earth Day celebration. Denver's own local musical talent, Rob Drapkin, will perform live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown Sunday, April 22nd from 4:30 till 7:30 p.m. Spend Earth Day with some music, fun, and a chance to win prize. Log on to am760.net for more information. It's an Earth Day benefit concert Sunday, April 22nd. Earth Day with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie with a pink old tie.
I want to hear this by Joni Mitchell. Do we have it by Joni Mitchell?
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie.
I don't have it by Joni Mitchell. Yeah, here we go. Why does he want to hear it by Joni Mitchell? Because he's old. And because I love Joni Mitchell.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. With a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
All right, which one do you think's better? The one you played before or this one? This one's better because it's Joni. Hey, 24 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 50. Tomorrow it hits the fan, but today we can get out and enjoy it. All right, I was talking about Iraq. Anybody want to talk about this? 303-713-7600. I have tried to work this topic until there's no tomorrow because it bothers me, and it bothers me every single day that this is going on. But in the past when I brought it up, I basically get no response. I think part of that is because maybe uniformly we're all on the same page about this. But I have to tell you real quickly, and then I'll take calls. But I have to tell you real quickly. I see news events like yesterday where George W. Bush is again in front of the veterans, the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and he's giving the same that's the same rhetoric every single time, the same speech. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, who can listen to this? How can anybody hear it and think, oh, that makes sense to me. Cornelia in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is Cornelia in Denver?
I hope
Hi.
So.
Okay, I didn't hear the first part. Anyway, the issue about Dick Cheney, he imposed himself on the student body in BYU. He was not invited. He is desperately looking for a safe place for him to speak and keep up this rhetoric about the war. And so he decided that this red state, which is usually very safe, would be a great forum for him to speak and continue the propaganda. So the fact that this usually red state is not welcoming him still does not register with them that this war is not what the people want, red state or blue state. And that, I think, is very important. He is going uninvited. He has imposed himself.
If they think that there's that much support out there, then they need to explain why it is those kids at BYU don't want this guy. That's number one. And then number two, George W. Bush is stuck at 38% in the latest poll. The only other presidents that have ever had that and have been that low were Harry Truman during Korea and Richard Nixon before he had to resign the White House.
Well, these people are just so heavy-handed. They will have their way no matter what the citizens believe or want or what is good for this country. And they just are very heavy-handed and they're thugs. And under no circumstances will they listen. And so it's very sad. I don't know what will bring these people to their senses.
I don't either, because I've thought about everything, and I don't know. The only thing I know what to do is to, And I hate the idea of this because it's still so far away. But the only thing I know to do is to punish him at the ballot box.
Well, if we can get the ballot box to really reflect what it is that really...
Well, of course we can, because we had Donna Brazil on yesterday talking about this very subject, and she pointed it out, that people are hip now to voter suppression tricks. People are hip to these things going on, and we're vigilant now, and we will never let our guard down again. And many of these machines that they had trouble with in the past are being thrown out. So things are moving forward. I just hate to have to wait that long to send these guys a message because I don't know of any other way to do it.
But the other thing is, if the guys in the White House don't listen, the senators and the congressmen do, because the one thing that they are afraid of is the ballot box. They have such wonderful money-making, millionaire-making jobs. They don't want to lose them. And when I call them up, I do tell them I don't have a lot of money like a lobbyist, but I vote. My husband votes. My family votes. My friends vote. And we talk about this, and we will go after the ones that do not support us. Lieberman is one of those who snuck through that supports the administration. But I think Congress people are the ones who will listen, and they are our leverage, because calling the White House, everything falls on deaf ears. They have an agenda.
Yeah, I agree. But I'll tell you something. When you talk about not having much money, okay, look, here's the challenge. Find a presidential candidate that you like. Send them $25. If everybody sent $25, okay, then that would be a huge amount of money. Cornelia, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Let me go to Jill in Denver. Jill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, you know, I thank you for bringing this up. This Iraq war drives me crazy. The thing that bothers me most of all right now is Bush's stubbornness. And he's just standing alone. He's not listening to the people. He's fighting us now, as well as the Iraq people.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, why is he being so stubborn? What is he looking to get out of this by keeping this war just going on and on and on?
I don't know. I've asked that question a million times. I think he is concerned about his legacy. I think that he looks, in his mind, down the road. But I don't know. I have asked this question of people who I consider to be in the know. I've asked them both on the air, and then I've asked them off the air privately. And off the record, a lot of them, what they think that he's up to and why he acts this way. And I get all kinds of mixed answers, but if you look at how he is about most things, he's this way. Look how he is about Alberto Gonzalez, who's now under subpoena from the House.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
He just is this way. I mean, he wants what he wants when he wants it, and he thinks that, you know, he should have all the power in the world, and that the second co-branch of government shouldn't be a co-branch, but it should be subservient to him.
Yes, he thinks he's a dictator.
Yeah, and I think he'd like to be one, yes.
Well, he thinks he is one, and he's an embarrassment to this country, and I feel bad every day for the people of Iraq, because I try to put myself in their shoes and think about what they go through every day because of him and his stubbornness.
Well, I not only feel sorry for the people of Iraq, but I'll tell you something. I feel sorry for our men and women who are over there, who can't come home, who more and more of them keep getting sent, many of them without the proper equipment and training. I've got this guy who used to listen to me when I was in Chicago. He is in, and I'm not going to say where he is in the Middle East, but he was a career National Guard member, got called up, has been gone now, and one day he sends me an email. And we start corresponding back and forth. So today or tomorrow, we're sending him, Mary and I are sending him a bunch of stuff via the mail. But he's stuck over there. He's got some heart-rending stories. And I feel sorry for those kids. I feel sorry for the families and the wives and the pressure. I just feel sorry for them.
Right. And the saddest part is a lot of them, when they come back or they get injured, they have to justify. They seem to have to justify this war to make themselves feel, I don't know how to say it, okay about their injuries and sacrificing their limbs or their buddies' lives or whatever. They seem to keep saying, we're over there, it's a good cause, we're doing good things for the Iraqi people, but you just don't really see that.
Well, you want them to believe in what they're doing, and you want them to have good feelings about themselves and what they're doing, because the quibble is not with them. The quibble is with the policymakers, and this whole BS that they spread around about how you don't support the troops is absolute, well, I can't say that word on the radio, but that's what it is, and our quibble is with the leadership. Jill, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Take care, Jay. Keep up the good work.
Okay, I love you too. See you later.
See ya.
Okay, now I have something I was going to... Oh, I know what I was going to ask Gina at 8:34, 34 minutes past the hour. I should give another plug for this, Gina.
Okay.
Not that anybody's paying me to do it. I'm not being asked to do it, but I'm just going to do it. I get a lot of questions about my weight loss, and I'm closing in on 100 pounds now.
Wow.
And a lot of people have questions about this. Okay, you know what? I can't answer those questions, but we're going to do two things. We're, number one, going to have Dr. Michael Snyder on this show to answer any and all questions. Number two, there is a seminar coming up on April the 21st. And if you want more information about this, you've got to call Denver Bariatrics. That's in Denver. And you got to register for this baby. And I'll be there. Gina will be there. And Gina's husband will be there. And we'll see you on Saturday, April the 21st. Okay. So go to the horse's mouth to get your information, right?
Right on. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, you'll love it. It's very informative. You'll have a great time. And you can ask any questions that come to your mind. And Dr. Michael Snyder, who's one of the finest doctors in this country, will answer anything you ask. Anything. And he'll be open and honest. So it's really worth going to. And it's going to be really a good time. And there's all kinds of camaraderie. And it's, you'll see. It's really great. Okay. Traffic, we've had problems, but it really hasn't been that bad, has it? Now turn around and go, yes, Jay, it's pretty bad.
No, it's not. We do have a brand new wreck, though, westbound lane, C-470 University. So just watch out for that. It doesn't look like it's too serious. A lot of slow-moving traffic now, though, if you're coming out of the Tech Center, northbound 25 Evans to University. Eastbound I-70 a little jammed up through your I-25 corridor, as is southbound 225. From Parker down to I-25. Have a couple of wrecks off the highway, one eastbound Hamden at Colorado, the other Spirit Broadway. Weather today, sunny and breezy this morning, but cloudy by afternoon with a high of 51. Looks like tonight it'll be partly cloudy and cool down to 28 and fair right now and 35. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Are you going to
to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save. System. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's on my page of music, and it's Lenny Kravitz, so I played it.
Too,
what?
Too disco sounding for me.
Oh, so John, right, I'll take so Lenny Kravitz so off
John,
your playlist.
So John takes it personally.
You bitch about the music more than anybody I know.
That's because I want to play what I want to play. 8:40. It's 40 minutes past the hour. Put some Birds on, man. On AM 760 Progressive Talk. Put some Springsteen on. Come on.
No, I won't play Springsteen. You can
Why?
Play Springsteen when you control this.
Why?
I hate Springsteen.
Oh, okay. You know what? Then here's the deal. Okay, is it the John Turk Show or the Jay Marvin Show? And if you don't play any Springsteen, then you know what? We don't play any Widespread Panic.
That's fine. I'll take that.
Or anything else you're interested in.
You don't know what else I'm interested in.
I don't care. From now on, what we're going to do before we come back is I'm going to instruct you on what songs to play.
Feel free.
Okay, good. Great. Okay. You want to get into that war? We'll do it. How can you not like Bruce Springsteen? What's wrong with you? He's great.
Gagster.
Oh, come on.
If Gina just told me in my ear that she agrees.
Oh, Gina says she doesn't like Bruce Springsteen? You don't like Bruce Springsteen? Gina?
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, but Gina watches Fox. What does that tell you?
Oh, come on.
No, it's true.
And that was a great song by Lenny Kravitz.
Why do you get so defensive? This is the second time we've gotten into like a little chatting match about Bruce Springsteen.
Because I never say anything to you about what you play, but I want to hear Born to Run. I want to hear some Bruce Springsteen. I want to hear some Bruce Springsteen. What's wrong with that? There are thousands of Bruce Springsteen fans out there. We can't hear any? How about some R.E.M.? Can we hear some R.E.M.?
You can tell me what to come back with every break now.
How about Dead Kennedys? All right, let's go back to the phones about Iraq. We'll go to Lydia in Boulder. Lydia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. You really done it to me this morning.
Uh-oh.
You got me through all the emotions. I was crying in the car, dropping my son off about John Lennon. Now I'm frustrated. I know why you don't get calls about Iraq. It's just frustrating.
You know what it is, but sometimes I wish people would just call because I feel like I just got to hear it from somebody else that that we're engaged in a policy here of insanity. Don't you think?
Oh, most definitely, and that's why it's so frustrating. It's like, don't people see? I'm a potter, and potters are traditionally, I think, liberal, artsy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I work in a place, and there's a couple people who are Republican, and they hold on to this is the right thing. They hold on to that tooth and nail, and I like these people. If we don't talk politics, I love these people. They're wonderful people. But I wonder why they have to do it. Is it because they don't want to seem so wrong? I don't get it. I'm incredibly frustrated. And I called because sometimes I hear you say you're not getting calls, but I can't call. I don't call when I'm driving. I'm against that.
I don't blame you, and I think you're right that people are incredibly frustrated, and I don't understand in any way, shape, or form how anybody holds on to that. And I'll tell you something else. Not very often now, but occasionally, and I know you see this too, you'll see somebody who will have a Bush-Cheney bumper sticker. They'll still have it on their car. Don't you want to pull them over, which we're not allowed to do, but, I mean, wouldn't you like to follow them some, well, whatever. In other words, just talk to them and say, okay, I'm game, I'm open. Why is that still on your car?
Right. Now, I'm not as intelligent as you are. I'm a passionate...
Well, I'm not that smart. Trust me.
But you know facts. Like, I hear these facts on Air America. I hear things about history and other wars and why we're there and why we shouldn't be there, but I don't hold it in my head, and I have a hard time arguing. I'm just not that good at it. So, I'm dead in the water. I couldn't pull them over. But if they could just see, I'm so glad the Red Cross came out with this. I heard on the news before you went to the subject about people having to shield their children from seeing dead bodies piled up.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can you imagine what that is like?
Well, 70, between 72 and 75% of the Iraqi children do not go to school because their parents... deem it to be too dangerous.
If I was there, I wouldn't. And I hear you about the servicemen and women because it is so incredibly frustrating to them. And I don't know that you could remain sane and be as frustrated as I am about the war. I mean, if you are there and that is your job, you have to justify it some way. But I don't know how you do it day after day and deployment after deployment. I just don't understand it.
Well,
heart and prayers go out to these people.
I think they're probably, they're just very brave. They're very brave. They're very patriotic. They're very, they love their country. A lot of them feel like they're doing what they should do, even though they, I think, would rather be some other place. This guy that I correspond with told me that he couldn't wait to get home, and he said, only because I just want to see something green.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send him some lawn seed or some kind of plant seed or whatever that he might be able to start a little patch of green by where he's living.
And I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I heard you talk about that, and I was like, that'll at least it'll give him a little smile whenever he sees it.
Yeah, I hope so. Lydia, thank
I
you.
So
I appreciate
too.
The
thank
call.
Thank you, Jay. Keep up the great work.
I try.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
Tom in Evergreen. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good, man. Congrats on Westward. You're very deserving of that.
And, I don't know about that.
Well, but having your voice in this market is very important, and I'm pleased that you're doing what you're doing. So,
thanks, appreciate it.
Hey, I'm as much a Democrat as probably most of your listeners and callers, and I've called you before about this, but I am very concerned about just pulling out and leaving anarchy and or chaos in Iraq, and you know, the irony of this whole operation is that the war has been such a disaster. The conception and the execution have been done so incompetently that we are now in a no-win situation. And I think it's unacceptable to send more troops in, but I also think it's unacceptable to just leave a vacuum that, you know, probably the Shiites are going to fill, and then give Iran this incredible regional power over there.
Well, the Iranians already have it. I mean, it's not as if we're going to give it to them. They've already got it, and the majority of people in that country, because the majority is Shia, they want an Iranian-oriented Shia theocracy. That's really what they want. And no amount of preaching on our part, no amount of gun barreling, no amount of anything is going to talk them out of this idea. As a matter of fact, you've got people there now who are coming forward and they're openly saying things were better under Saddam Hussein, that we hated him, but things are better, were better then than they are now. So you've already got chaos and you've already got all of these problems. Now, I agree that it's a problem in that the Sunni minority it's going to be rough for them any way you look at it, and you've got other regional powers in the area, other states that are Sunni dominated, that would have a hard time standing by, I think, and allowing the Sunnis to just be slaughtered wholesale. And they've mouthed it. I mean, Saudi Arabia has mouthed it. Other countries over there have said exactly the same thing. To me, here's the trick. To me, the trick is to do the following. One, make the Baghdad government realize that it's not an open-ended, blank check, that there's a deadline, and you better get it together before the deadline. That's number one. And number two, I think we ought to be working, which we're not, but we should, I think we ought to be working very quietly to get other Arab states involved in this, to make sure that the Sunni minority is protected and accorded some rights. And we've got to work all of this out politically, because we cannot get it done militarily, but we are stuck with an administration that believes that all power emanates from a barrel of a gun, as Mao used to say, and they're being proven time and time again that they're wrong. I got to go get a break. Tom, thank you, man.
Right. Yeah.
I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. It's 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, so Gina doesn't like Springsteen. She still knows what she's talking about when it comes to traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Biggest problem we're dealing with right now on the highways is westbound lane C-470 University. We've got a two-vehicle wreck there off in the median. So obviously some curiosity slowing past it. I would expect that as well on the eastbound side. Eastbound routes, of course, stacked up now. 6th Avenue, Wadsworth toward I-25. Eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike as usual there at Federal. And eastbound I-70 from Federal extending toward Colorado Boulevard. Other than that, not a bad ride at all this morning. Weather today, sunny and breezy. Cloudy by afternoon, high of 51. Right now, fair and 35 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's been a long, cold winter, and your lawn is ready to wake up hungry. This spring, treat it to some organic-based...
Tony LaMonica for Advantage Funding. For the lowest closing costs and best rate on a home loan, do what I did. Call Advantage Funding. Advantage Funding is the original mortgage lender on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. They are a direct lender, so there are no added broker fees or points, and no surprises at closing. Check interest rates and closing costs daily at 303homeloan.com. You can apply online day or night. I've referred friends and family, and they were amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Tiff,
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin, and I just saw the latest Bond movie, and I can tell you, the film was incredible. So I thought, wouldn't it be fun to take a couple of moments and talk to a former James Bond babe? She's on the phone right now. She starred in Charlie's Angels and that 70s show, and from the Bond movie, A View to Kill, it's Miss Tanya Roberts. Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
What you been up to?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about, Jay, is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we just completed an unbelievably gorgeous resort in Vegas, Tahiti Village.
Oh, wow. Vegas is like one of my all-time favorite places. That's definitely a great place to vacation. Tell us more about the resort.
Oh, man, it's awesome. It's surrounded by palm trees and waterfalls. The pool is 1 acre in size. Every room has steam showers and jacuzzi tubs and plasma TVs. And the best part about it is it's located right on the strip, right down the street from Mandalay Bay.
Oh, man, that's great. Now, I understand you have a special offer. A special amazing deal for folks who listen to AM 760?
When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, Jay, they allowed me to give away 50 complimentary 3-day, 2-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime. And even better, if they call within 15 minutes, I'll throw in a pair of tickets to one of Vegas' hottest shows, and we have the hottest entertainers in the planet come here.
What do the listeners have to do to get the tickets?
Grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number. 877-88-GO-NOW. 877-88-GO-NOW, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again, can you, one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you, John. And it's with great pleasure. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Because you know what I was going to do? I was going to say that this is dedicated to Barack Obama, who should be the next president of the United States. Born and Run by Springsteen. And don't forget about that virtual town hall broadcast that we have tonight, coming up at 6 in the evening, and that's going to include Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Bill Richardson, Joseph Biden, Chris Dodd, and Dennis Kucinich. And we'll play the best cuts of these folks back tomorrow, and you can decide who did the best job. And come on, Barack. All right, let's get back on the phones. And we'll go to Mark. In Castle Rock, we're talking about Iraq. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Jay, it's Mark. How are you?
Hey, man, how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I always wondered if that was the real Tanya Roberts on those Tahiti Village ads.
You want to know something? I'm really truthful with you. It is.
Yeah, no, I just heard her talking to you on the most recent version of that ad.
Yeah, it was really her. I talked to her for a good
ten minutes
after that part was over with.
Well, you know, you guys have a pretty long delay. I thought I was listening to yesterday's show.
No.
Now, also, I think we can tell John Turk that instead of playing the weak Lenny Kravitz ripoff, he could actually play Smokey Robinson and get the original of who came up with that kind of music and that kind of sound.
You are the man.
So my reason for calling today was I was listening to your dialogue on Iraq. And when I hear that dialogue, it always brings me back to this point. If you think about George, in 2000, George Bush had $35 million ready to run him for president before he had even announced. His family has a history of being, if you read anything about the Bush family, they have always been a family who has been kind of the front for the war contingency. If you go back through World War II, if you look at his father's work, they have always been kind of representing that element. Every time, so this guy's job was to get us there and keep us there. It is an economic decision that is being driven by a small number of people who benefit greatly from this, as you can tell by the financial results of oil companies, engineering companies that are making money in Iraq, et cetera. If, and so my point is, as long as we're talking about it, and they're and he's stonewalling, and they're having debates, then the people who got us there and want us there are benefiting. When we have the intestinal strength to begin to boycott them economically is when we will actually be able to see results.
Well, with the exception of the oil companies, I don't have any stock, nor do I have any dealings that I know of with people who are in that sphere. But I'm running out of time here, but I want to inject something else into this. I think that's part of what you're saying. I think is right. Is part of that is true. You know what the other part is, though, that's even scarier? The other part of this is these guys actually believe, man, that they can change the world. They're ideologues. And people like that are really scary. Mark, call me again.
Okay.
Call me again, brother. All right, Senator Mike Gavel, he's running for the Democratic nomination. Do you even know who he is? Well, we'll find out about him next.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here at Ortho, we get stories just like this all the time.
My kids used to joke around and say, "Dad's too busy hanging out with the weeds to hang out with us." And you know, they were kind of right. Because every weekend, I was out there clearing the same weeds that kept popping up in the driveway. That's why I turned to Ortho. I found out that they're the real experts when it comes to weeds. With Ortho Ground Clear, not only did it get rid of all the weeds, but it actually kept new ones from growing for a whole year. And with the new ready-to-use bottle, it's easier than ever to apply. No mixing, you just put it down and that's it. No more old weeds, no more new weeds, no more any weeds for a full year. So that's one full year of weekends I can focus on more important things, like hanging out with the kids.
Tell your story. Read others. Diagnose your weed or bug problem. Learn about the Ortho Guarantee, all at orthoprotects.com. This weekend is the perfect time to apply Ortho Ground Clear, available at the Home Depot. And please, follow directions on label.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
I will be very, very relieved.
Attorney Wade Smith, who's representing Colin Finnerty, one of the three former Duke University lacrosse players, accused of sexually assaulting an exotic dancer nearly a year ago. Reports say North Carolina's attorney general this afternoon will announce that he's dropping all charges against the men. If that happens, Smith says there could be grounds for a lawsuit.
I think that they could bring civil actions if they wanted to, but beyond that, I wouldn't want to speculate.
In December, rape charges against the men were dropped after their accuser changed part of her story. There are fresh indications all the troops serving in Iraq will have their tours lengthened and the troop buildup extended. It puts additional strain on the troops and their families. And Che of Andover, Massachusetts, has a son who was supposed to come home in July. Now she says that may not happen.
Every day is a different rumor with whether they've been extended or not. So not only are they under the stress of what they do on a daily basis, but the military is just adding to their level of stress.
Che is a member of the anti-war group Military Families Speak Out. In a half an hour, one of the leading candidates in the running for the Republican presidential nomination makes an important speech on the Iraq War. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering the appearance by Senator John McCain.
The Vietnam War hero will find a friendly audience as he tells the Virginia Military Institute the president's troop surge plan is necessary and Democratic opponents are reckless. Political.com editor-in-chief John Harris says the McCain candidacy is defined by the war issue.
And he's trying to make this question of almost a character or a leadership issue. Can I be trusted to do the right thing even when it's unpopular? There's no question his position is unpopular.
In today's speech, McCain will acknowledge public frustration with the war while warning of the consequences of failure. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Lexington, Virginia.
He's a politician and an actor. Fred Thompson, a regular on the series Law and Order and a possible GOP presidential candidate, says he was diagnosed with lymphoma more than 2 years ago. The former Tennessee senator, who's 64, has told Fox News that the cancer is in remission and shouldn't shorten his life. Algerian officials say the country's prime minister was the target of one of two bomb attacks in Algiers this morning. The prime minister, who was not hurt, called the attacks cowardly and criminal. Authorities say the blasts killed at least 17 people and wounded dozens of others. Well, syndicated radio show host Don Imus won't begin serving his two-week suspension until Monday, but sponsors have already begun deserting him.
Introducing the new Staples Rewards Program. It's free.
Staples and Procter & Gamble are two of the major accounts which have removed their commercials from his show after the furor caused by his racist and sexist remarks last week about the Rutgers women's basketball team. Now checking on Wall Street's progress at this hour, the Dow is down 88 points and the NASDAQ off 18. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. The American Heart Association says one way to promote a healthy heart is to eat a diet naturally rich in antioxidants. So where can you find them? Well, did you know Welch's 100% grape juice contains powerful antioxidants, much like the grapes used to make red wine? In fact, one independent study just ranked Welch's 100% grape juice the number one beverage for antioxidant capacity per serving among 1,000 foods tested. It may be the tastiest way to help protect your heart. I made the switch to Welch's 100% grape juice. No added sugar, unmistakably delicious taste. I'm Charles Osgood. See you on the Osgood File.
I bought a jacuzzi hot tub.
I bought a big LCD TV.
Well, I use my jacuzzi every day.
Same with my TV.
My jacuzzi helps me relax.
Ditto.
And girls show up at my door in bikinis.
Same. Really?
Gotta go.
Check out the latest models at the Jacuzzi New Model Introduction Sale. And make no payments until March 2008. See dealer for details. Go to jacuzzi.com to find your local jacuzzi hot tub dealer.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. It may be mid-April, but a big snowstorm is expected to move into the Four Corners area this evening that could bring significant snow and wind to southern Colorado. Then snow forecast for the Central Mountains tonight through Friday afternoon. Drivers having a tough time up there.
Lots of people off the road. There's cars and trucks and everything off the road.
Chain restrictions still in effect for many passes like Vail and the Eisenhower Tunnel. Loveland Pass still closed. Several inches of snow expected here in the metro area starting Thursday night going right into Friday. Homeowners who sign away their right to sue when they bought a new home would be able to take the developers to court under a bill now on its way to the governor's desk. The Colorado Association of Home Builders says they'll ask the governor to veto that bill. It's not likely. And what's in a name? Well, in the case of Six Flags Elitch Gardens case, it's history. New ownership is nixing the Six Flags part, going back to the original name of Elitch Gardens. Steve Mast, a representative of the Gertler family, which owned Elitch years ago, says they're pretty happy about the whole thing.
Oh, very much so. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, the family has more pride in than the connection with the community, what the park has meant to the community for 100-plus years.
New changes for the coming season include a revamped logo and a massive water slide called the Rip Curl. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks. We are just clearing out a wreck westbound C-470 University. That was the one in the final cleanup stages here as we move out of the rush hour. South of the city, southbound 25. Crews are out working between Wilcox and Toma Road. Looks like they're doing some emergency paving there. So CDOT does have one lane closed. You could run into delays. Again, that's southbound 25 just after Wolfensberger. Weather today.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
9077, it's after 9. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 50, but tomorrow, bad news. We won't be here tomorrow. We'll just call in sick. All right. I never knew who this guy was. As a matter of fact, I don't know much about him now. But I do know that he wants to be the next president of the United States. He also is running for the Democratic presidential nomination. He is a former United States senator, Senator Gravel, and I even mispronounced his name originally, enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1951 and was in until 1954. He served as a special adjunct in the Communication Intelligence Services and as a special agent in the Counterintelligence Corps. He represented Alaska in the U.S. Senate from 1969 to 1981. He served on the Finance, Interior, Environmental, and Public Works Committee, committees, chairing the Energy, Water, and Resources, Buildings and Grounds, and Environmental Pollution Subcommittees. In 1971, he waged a successful one-man filibuster for 5 months that forced the Nixon administration to cut a deal, effectively ending the draft in the United States, and he was most prominently known for his release of the Pentagon Papers. And we have the senator on the line. And Senator, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Jay, thank you for having me. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, it's very nice to have you on. I had no idea, and I don't mean this in an insulting way, but I had no idea who you were or what this was about until I started getting emails from your campaign. What made you decide, first of all, to run? Number two, you don't seem to garner much media coverage. Isn't that waging like a huge uphill battle here?
Oh, it sure is. And of course, the difficulty is that I've been out of office for 26 years. And so most of the people that are running can raise money based upon their present contacts. And when they are in office, of course, the lobbyists are inclined to raise a lot of money for them. That's not going to happen with me. Plus, I was such a maverick when I was in office that the, let's say, the normal corporate interest aren't going to give me any room at all, for the very simple reason that, and this is one of the main reasons I'm running for president, is that I feel that the American people can be empowered to make laws. Now, we have lawmaking in 24 states, and Colorado is one of those states, and we have over 200 local communities where people can make laws. Well, if they can make laws at the state and local level, why can't they make laws at the federal level where it could be meaningful for the whole nation and begin to reverse the downward trend that our nation is pursuing? Now, that's the main reason is to acquaint people that I have a plan. It's called the National Initiative or the Federal Ballot Initiative, if you will, and that would equip all Americans to make laws in every government jurisdiction of the United States. Now, they would have to vote for this. It would take about 60 million people to vote for this, and you could do that by going to the site nationalinitiative.us or to my campaign site, gravel08.us. The text is there, and that will take you over where to vote. And you can vote, and if a week later you change your mind, you can go back and see how you voted and change your vote. That's what's motivating me, plus, of course, the war, Jay. It tears me up. This is a total deja vu of the Vietnam era.
Well, I was about to ask you that. You went through that whole era, and you fought with the Nixon administration, and you saw all those battles from the inside. Boy, there's a lot of questions I'd like to ask you here. All right, let's start with this. First of all, what would your plan be to get us out of Iraq?
To just get out, one of the things we need to do is to remove our troops, all of our troops, not those trying to guard our interest in the oil, but remove all of our troops and then initiate a very, very aggressive global diplomacy effort, bringing in all of the interested and key players of the world, because they all have a stake in the stability of the Middle East. And then, of course, after taking the troops out, before I would take the troops out, I would do what an advisor of mine just recommended. That is draft 3,000 of young people, let's say from 17 to 35, 3 million rather, not 3,000. You draft them for 3 years. They can't wage a civil war if you take the young people off the street, put them into the military, not give them guns, but teach them to to how to rehabilitate and reconstruct their country. And so this, and then you'd pay them $10,000 a year. That's $30 billion a year, and that's a pittance compared to what we're spending right now. But then that would stifle any possibility of a civil war after we leave, and then we aggressively pursue diplomacy. And if there's a chance to turn them into a democracy, which I think is remote, then diplomacy would do that. But we can't do it with force of arms. That's the whole answer to get out. And unfortunately, the Congress is shilly-shallying, and they're not going to get us out, not with the tactics that are being employed by the Democratic leadership in the Congress today.
What would you have them do? Would you have them say, I mean, the only thing they could do, if they could ever get it passed, and as you know, we don't have the muscle in the Senate to be able to pull this off, but the only way they could do it would be to cut off funds. What other way would there be?
There'd be the difference, Jay. The Constitution is very clear. The Congress has the power to declare war and to stop the war. And so they just pass a law, never mind a resolution, a law that says the war must end 60 days after the enactment of this act. Now, that would be in the House, they could pass it in the House. The Democrats have it. It goes to the Senate, and in the Senate, the Republicans filibuster it. Fine. The Senate leader brings it up every single day for a cloture vote so that the American people can see who is obstructing this decision that the American people have made and want to get out of Iraq. And these Republicans would wither on the vine. You then overcome the filibuster. It goes to the president. He will veto it, and that's fine. It comes back to the Congress, and now the issue is to override the veto. And here again, you have frequent votes every day on the subject so that the public can monitor the line in the sand that is drawn by the Congress against the executive. And eventually, these Republicans will wither on a vine because they're standing for re-election, and then we will be able to end the war. But the only way you can do it is to have a clear-cut, law that says we end the war, period. Now, the way the Democrats are doing it, they're giving really cover to the Republicans with this constitutional argument that the Democrats have no right under the Constitution to play general with the troops. And with the funding, it gets very, very tricky as to how you do that. And I think that with the power of the executive, that the president will eat their lunch unless they do something very clear that the American people can understand, and then belly up, and then force the vote on this subject.
I've heard that idea mentioned before. The only reservation that I would have about it would be, let's say they did that, and let's say the House and the Senate reconciled and got a bill, and they sent it to Bush, and he vetoed it, which you know he would do. And then because of immense public pressure, and because re-election, you're right, is looming for 18 Republican senators and the whole House. Let's say they were somehow to be able to override that veto. Don't you agree that with this guy's mindset of sitting in the White House, we'd be headed for court?
Oh, you wouldn't be headed for court. It depends on how you write the bill. And I have a proposal. I'm just waiting a month or so before I surface it. It's a law that says that if the president does not comply with the law, that he is criminally liable and could be sent to jail for 5 years without parole. I mean, we have to stop pussyfooting around and get down to cases. And so if the president wants to risk a criminal act, then let him go do it. And then, of course, it becomes the question. It's a constitutional moment that I'm trying to create with this approach. And that is the people, the Congress, and the executive. Who is the boss? Of course, the people are the boss, but they don't have any lawmaking power to assert it, so they have to put enough pressure on the Congress to to make this law, make this proposal become law, and then after that, enough pressure to incarcerate the President of the United States. By the time this unfolds, obviously we're into 08, and it would take time. But it would mean that after 08 election, the next president, that this president would be criminally liable and could be pursued criminally, and that's what should happen. He brought us into a war with fraud and lies. They cooked the intelligence, and thousands of Americans and hundreds of thousands of Iraqis have died as a result of that. And then plus they destabilized a very fragile part of the globe.
No, no question about that. 9:17, 70 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, he's running for President of the United States. He's running for the Democratic presidential nomination, former Senator Mike Gravel. You went through this whole thing with Nixon. I mean, you've been through this once before. What do you think of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney? What are your feelings about these two guys?
Bad feelings. Just bad feelings.
Do you think they're worse?
They can look you right in the eyeballs, Jay, and lie.
You think they're worse? You think they're worse than Nixon and Agnew?
Yes. Yeah. Agnew was just corrupt. Nixon was paranoid, but at least Nixon had some saving grace policies, like opening up China, and you'd be surprised. Creating the environmental agency and all of that. But no, they're much, much worse, and the stakes are much, much more severe, because what you're talking about is a fragile area in the United States. It's totally different. It's totally different. Now I say different, but it's totally deja vu when you analyze what is going on. With respect to the way the pundits are handling trying to get out of Iraq, my God, we went through exactly the same thing back in the Vietnam era. And I equate it to a situation somewhat similar to cardinals during the Middle Ages trying to figure out how many angels there are in the head of a pin. What we have to do is make a clear-cut decision to leave, and it's in a simple decision. We're killing people every day, and it's not the control of oil. That's the reason why we went to war. The control of oil is not worth one more drop of American or Iraqi blood.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, too. But I'll tell you, I told another caller this, and I really believe this. I think that's part of it. I think oil and energy is part of it. But I think the other part of it is, I think that these folks... And I'm talking about George W. Bush, I'm talking about Dick Cheney, I'm talking about Rumsfeld, Donald Fife, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, and you could go on and on about all of these folks. I think that they honestly believe in this idea that we are the last remaining standing superpower, and that if you do not do what we tell you to do, then we're going to punish you. And that we can change the course of the world by going somewhere and pointing a gun at somebody and telling them they will do it. And what's end up happening now is they're beginning to find out that that theory doesn't work. And had they been able to pull this off in Iraq, I believe we would be on to Iran or Syria by now.
Jay, no question about it. That's the neocon plan that they had. And not only on to Iran and Syria, but then the invasion of Saudi Arabia. It was this diabolical plan that we're going to use our superpower status to expand our empire. We have American troops in 140 countries. The military-industrial complex essentially controls our economy and the government. And if you look at history, whether it's Spain, the Dutch, the British, they all failed as empires. For the very simple reason that they overreached in terms of global empire and squandered their treasure and, of course, failed. And part of the squandering was repeated wars. And for us, it was the Vietnam War, now the Iraqi War, and God knows what other wars they may lead us into, because as long as you have the military-industrial complex, it's going to make a corporate profit off of war. You're going to have one excuse or another to go to war, and that's what we have to pull away from. We Americans are no different than anybody else, Jay, and in many respects, the United States is failing. If you look at any indices, we're not even in top 10 in all of the indices that count. We're only number one in weaponry, consumer spending.
We're becoming unraveled, and we have nobody basically sitting in any kind of leadership position that wants to address any of these problems. You know, we've spent all this time in Iraq. We got to do a part two to this because I got to have you back because I want to find out where you stand on other issues, particularly domestic issues such as health care and also the immigration struggle that we're currently undergoing in this country, but I'm running out of time. Let me ask you this. Are you going to be, we're going to see you in any of the debates, or basically has the Democratic Party just told you no?
No, quite the contrary. The Democratic Party is including me in all the debates. It's CNN cut me out of one debate, and now MoveOn has cut me out of another. But I'm scheduled to be in a whole host of ABC debates, and you'll hear enough of me, and there'll be enough embarrassment with these people cutting me out of debates. Because as I rise, and what I see now is I'm about 3% in the polls. I'm equal to Biden and Dodd, and those guys are sitting senators who get media almost every day because of their positions. So, no, as people hear my views with respect to changing our tax system, which is vital, to empowering the people to make laws, to ending the war, I think it's going to resonate with people, and you'll see me rise in the polls as I get more visibility in that regard.
Are you planning campaign stops? Are you going to come, say, for instance, to Denver and to Colorado?
Oh, I was planning to go to Colorado because the Democrats there were going to have a debate, and because of a complaint by Obama and Hillary because they don't want any debates, that they canceled that one. They canceled one in Chicago. But, a campaign is a linear experience. And so I'm just putting one foot in front of the other. We need to raise money. It's appallingly, they raised $25 million. I'm lucky if I raised $10,000 in the last quarter. So you can begin to see my problem. But if people over time realize the message that I'm talking about and the changes that I can bring about in this country, I think that I have a chance of becoming president of the United States, and more importantly, empowering the American people to be able to make laws in every government jurisdiction of the United States. That is what's most important, making the people lawmakers in partnership with their elected officials.
All right, well, we'll have you back for a part two on this, and people who want to find out more information about your campaign can go to Gravel2008.us. Former Senator Mike Gravel, who is running for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States. Senator, thank you for being on, and I'm going to put you on hold here a second because I want to set up a part two to this and have you back on again so we can cover issues other than foreign affairs and Iraq, all right?
Okay, Jay, thank you, and put me on hold.
All right, hang on. All right, we'll set up a part two on that and see what he has to say. Let's cut open phones now at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. You want to do Iraq or you want to do anything else, Imus, music, I don't care what it is.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
We guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store, they are the guaranteed pros.
1, 2, 3, 4. Colorado's energy industry is humming. 70,000 jobs, $500 million in state and local taxes. Using responsible, environmentally sensitive practices to tap Colorado's energy resources. Our homegrown energy means a thriving economy, which is why people are asking the Colorado State Legislature and Governor Bill Ritter for a sound and sensible energy blueprint to guide us over the next decade. Some in the state capitol have gone in another direction, promoting a mishmash of bills that threaten to damage our energy economy. But we're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado's energy industry on track. And the sounds of success coming. Paid for by the Colorado Land and Energy Alliance.
Making progress before you get to work. With Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, I'm getting a lot of great emails here. Now, hopefully today, unlike the last couple of days, I'll sit down today and I'll try to answer most of these if I can sit down and do it. All right, it's 9:30 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I do try to answer those. I really do, and then we read some of them on the air occasionally. I'll try to follow through, and I'll try to do both. And thank you to the gardening guy too, who sent me an email, said he would help me. And suggest some stuff to send my friend, who is overseas, my listener friend, who's overseas with the armed services. I don't want to be too specific about where he is and what's going on, because that's not cool. And I don't want to get him in trouble. Don't forget tonight we're gonna broadcast that virtual town hall of Democratic presidential candidates, and it's going to be tonight from 6 until 8, and Barack Obama will be involved, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Bill Richardson, Biden, Dodd, Kucinich, pretty good lineup, and then we'll take some of the clips and we'll run them tomorrow. And you can decide, as much as we can distill them down, you can decide who did the best job. And we're not going to edit any of them by ideologically. Just like I put former Senator Mike Gravel on, and we'll have him on for a part two. Even though Monday morning at 7, we'll talk to him for part two. Even though I openly admit and openly tell you that I am supporting Barack Obama and have given Barack Obama money. Okay? I just want to get that out. Also, somebody also reminded me that we were talking about entertainers being involved, specifically musicians. A guy who moved here from Washington, D.C., I believe, and is living in Aurora, sent me an email, and he's right about this, and I don't know how I could have forgotten it. What about Bono of U2? He's pretty involved. So he would be a good example. Okay, we got to turn around because I spent so much time with the senator. We got to turn around, and we got to take care of some traffic and do all that stuff. And then I'll just take phone calls up until 10 o'clock. So everybody hang on. And I got an email from my friend Tommy the Commie living in Chicago. Freak snowstorm there. White Sox and Cubs games will be canceled due to the snow. And we're sitting on the edge of snow. Supposed to start tonight, right, Gina?
That's what I understand.
And it's supposed to be Thursday, and it's supposed to be Thursday night, and it's supposed to be Friday, and it's supposed to be Friday night.
Yeah, I think the worst morning is going to be Friday morning. We can look forward to that.
I feel a cold coming on.
I'm going to be sick on Friday.
Yeah, we're going to be sick on Friday. You'll have to do the traffic, take the calls, and also run the board.
Oh,
and
thank
get
you.
The guests and do everything.
Okay.
Because you'll be the only one left.
And I'll get an extra bonus for this, right?
No. You'll do it because you love your job and you love being involved.
I see. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Oh,
sounds
man.
Good. That's if I make it here. I mean, you know, the last couple of snowstorms, they actually had to go pick me up in one of the Hummers from one of the other stations to get me here.
All right, but do you really believe that it's going to be that severe?
No, I don't.
See, I don't either. I really don't.
Now, prepare for the worst, expect the best.
Well, but I don't think it's going to happen. But you know what? If it turns out to be bad, then don't call up here and say you said it wasn't going to be. Okay? But I don't think it'll be that bad. And traffic this morning has been not really that bad, has it?
It's been pretty good. We've got a couple of late morning problems, though. Wreck westbound I-70 at Peoria. That's a busy spot for us right now. So is eastbound I-70, just east of I-25. So either side of I-70, you're going to see some drag there. South of the city, we do have a paving operation. CDOT has set up southbound 25 just after Wolfensberger. So if you're headed that direction, you could run into delays. Weather today, sunny and breezy, but cloudy by this afternoon, high of 51 tonight. Partly cloudy and cool, low of 28. And right now, under fair skies, it's 38 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
For your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you on the web at...
Get the good stuff!
This is Michael Waltrip, here to let you know about a great new product at Napa. Napa now has 3M Performance Finish, a superior new waxing solution that actually bonds to your car's paint surface, providing long-lasting and durable paint protection, not to mention a deep gloss finish that will be the envy of all your neighbors. Protect your car today with 3M Performance Finish, just $12.49 at Napa.
Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you can win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3307 through 42307. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel. Sponsor all case.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to drain the nation's spending power.
Can it be stopped?
Luckily, overpriced auto insurance is no match for Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance can save you hundreds.
And why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Beth. Auto collision cases. This is, you know, this is where your insurance company basically doesn't deliver what they tell you they're going to deliver. And Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, they'll hold their feet to the fire. And what makes it even better is they're committed to progressive politics and programs that support and advance the interests of folks like you and me, who may have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. We spend every Friday, and we will this Friday, sitting around having lunch, as much as I'm able to eat, which is not much, and we talk for 2 hours about politics, progressive politics. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, these guys are the real deal, and they're progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, call them at 303-300-1661 or check them out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. Raindrops keep falling on my
head. When's the last time you replaced your wiper blades? Get ready in advance. Right now, wiper blades are 25% off. Never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free. And as always, Advance Auto Parts will install them fast and free. Yeah, free. We're ready in advance.
Sale ends April 28th.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes, we really do. Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hey, Buffs fans, join the Colorado football team at Folsom Field on Saturday, April 14th for its annual spring game. The fun starts at 10:30 a.m. with Healthy Kids Day, where kids 13 and under will be able to participate in sports skill stations and meet their favorite CU student-athletes. The first 500 kids to complete the stations will receive a free CU T-shirt and lunch at Outback Steakhouse. Then at 1 p.m., the spring game kicks off. Admission to all activities is free. For more information, visit CUBus.com or call 303-492-0099. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Oh, step wall.
Hey, man. Keep your motor running.
5:39, 39 minutes after the hour.
See, I once worked in the top 40 radio.
Head out on the highway.
If you're 13, call me now.
Okay. Oh, no, that's somebody else. Mostly sunny. High today, 50.
I'm not going in a bit farther because I'm not going to find myself in court.
All right. Let's get to the phones. Here's Herb in Denver. Herb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I wanted to make two quick comments regarding what former Senator Gravel said. One, he said he was going to have trouble raising money. But you know what? Money in politics is just your marketing budget, and he's a pretty good product. And I think what's going to happen is that the person with the most amount of money probably will not win this presidential race. It'll be the person who's the best product and the best politician and tells the truth. And I think the American people are going to see through some things, and it's not all about money. So I wanted to make that comment. But the second comment I wanted to make is on Iraq. And I think one of the truths we have to start telling people is if you're really going to look at this war and how it's going and what we're investing in it, people, military supplies, money, this is going to be, if the Republicans have their way, this is going to be a 20-year war. And I don't think many people have finally come to grips with that yet. There's some military documents that say it's going to take at least 10 years to get the infrastructure back up, to bring peace, to make the society better in Iraq is probably 20 years of the current level of investment, and I just don't think the American people signed up for that, and I don't think they want it.
Well, I don't think they signed up for it either because they weren't told that and they weren't sold that idea. So you're right there, and whether they want it or not, no, I don't think anybody wants it, but... We have to get out, and what we got to do, I think, is we got to get other countries in the region to be involved in it. That's the only way to go. But what they want and what we want for them, I think, is two different things. And then also, the administration, and I'm talking about George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, and the people who support them. Have got to stop lying to themselves and, in turn, lying to us.
And, Jay, I think you're exactly right. Any one person can start a war. But peace, lasting peace, is a group effort. And what we have is a group of people who individually started this war. The Republicans did that. They got some Democrats to vote along with them by giving them some false intelligence. It's going to take a group effort. It's going to take a commitment, international bodies and all the people in the area to begin to work together. And this is our current leaders are not capable of pulling that off.
Well, I look at it like locally. I look at it here in the state of Colorado. Now, the Republicans have not come forward yet with a nominee to run for the Senate. And when they do, when they finally get somebody together, and they will, because they won't let it go unchallenged, then what we need to do is we need to be on that person 24 hours a day, 7 days a week about Iraq. That's what we need to do. We need to bring it up every chance we get, because the last thing we want to do, and I'm talking about Democrats, I'm talking about independents, I'm talking about anybody, even moderate Republicans who are disenfranchised with what's, not disenfranchised, it's not the right word, but are alienated from what's going on, who don't agree with what's happening. Everybody needs to keep bringing this up time and time and time and time again, so that we don't stick somebody in there who will give, God forbid, another Republican president a blank check the way this Congress has done over the last 6 years.
Well, the two leading candidates are Bob Beaupre and Bob Schaefer.
Oh, I would love Bob Beaupre to win that and run against Mark Udall. Senator, Congressman Mark Udall, one of the most. This guy's got more integrity. He's more honest. He's more outspoken. He's a decent human being. I mean, he's everything that you want in somebody who would run for political office against both ways, Bob. Oh boy, what a picnic that would be.
Well. Maybe you heard it here. That's what I think the race is going to look like. And I think that we're going to have Mark Udall as our next United States Senator.
Well, I think we're not only going to have him as our next United States Senator, but I'll tell you something else. I think we're going to put a Democrat in the White House. And I'll tell you something else. I think we're going to do better statewide electorally than we did last time. We're going to do much better, because I think that the Republicans are going to lose control of Musgrave's seat. And I think that Tancredo's going to have trouble. And I think Lamborn's going to have trouble, too.
Well, I hope you're right, and I think you are.
Well, I think I am, too. Herb, good to hear your voice.
Thank you much, Jay. Take care.
Sure. See you later. Let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I hate to bring up the IMUS controversy again.
Well, you bring up anything you want to bring up.
Okay, but I got to tell you, I think that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are a little hypocritical. Because these are guys who sat on the sidelines, Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson made disparaging remarks about Jews and Israel.
Well, you need to be corrected about one thing. I can't speak for Al Sharpton, but I know that Jesse Jackson did make comments that were critical of Louis Farrakhan, because I heard him do it, and I was in Chicago when he did do it. And I am very familiar with Mr. Farrakhan, whose real name, by the way, is not Farrakhan. It's Louis Walcott. And I am very, very familiar with the Nation of Islam. I had a long-going feud with them that must have gone on for 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Well, still, then at least Al Sharpton didn't speak out. He's awful quiet. And my attitude is, if you're going to speak out against bigotry and hatred, you have to speak out against all of it. You can't be selective about what is and what isn't bigotry.
Well, I agree with that totally. But the thing is, because they haven't lived up to your expectations, and this argument's being used a lot, it isn't a lever. And it's not an excuse to let Don Imus or anybody else off the hook who engages in that kind of behavior.
I am not defending what Mr. Imus did. I think it's horrible and deplorable. But my point is that, you know, if you're going to speak out, you speak out against
all
of it.
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you about that. But once again, I'll say to you, which I said
yesterday.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say to you what I said yesterday, which is what I, exactly what I said to Mary the night this happened. Okay? The focus should not be on Al Sharpton, and the focus should not be on Jesse Jackson, who, by the way, made an incorrect statement about MSNBC yesterday and also NBC about people of color working there. But the focus should be on the idea that Don Imus used what is supposed to be the public airwaves, not to take a shot at or to criticize somebody in the public light who knows they're going to get this.
Well,
but wait, hold on, I'm not done yet. But,
oh, sorry.
But what he did was, is he went after a bunch of college girls who, A, have impeccable academic records, B, who work their cans off to get where they are, and he engaged in racist and sexist behavior, and that statements, he racist and sexist statements, and that should be the central focus, and why that's permitted on what on a medium that's supposed to belong to the public.
Oh, I agree, and the other thing that comes to mind is, where are the fines from the FCC, from the decency people, you know, the thought police?
Well, first of all, the FCC is not the thought police. Second of all, if you want to know what's wrong with the FCC, I would look at two things if I were you. Number one, I would look at the makeup of the people who sit on the FCC. I'm talking about Ken Martin and his friends. That would be number one. And number two, I would take a good look at the Telecom Act of 96. That'll give you your answers.
Okay, well, I'd still like to know why MSNBC and NBC aren't fined under the decency laws, because this is clearly indecent.
Well, what they did was, first of all, what Don Imus did was something that shouldn't be publicly acceptable, but you cannot define it as obscenity because it's not obscenity. But it is distasteful, and it is wrong. But Don Imus isn't alone. Rush Limbaugh does it, too. So does Michael
Every day.
So does Michael Wiener Savage. So do all those guys. And you know what? They keep getting away with it. And
hey, one quick thought. The minute Karl Rove takes the oath to tell the truth, he's already told a lie.
You know what? Unfortunately, I think you're right about that. I think you're absolutely right.
Have a nice day.
Ron, thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's right about that. Rove... Well, that's a question worth asking. Okay, so he raises his hand. I swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth. Karl Rove. Okay, do you believe him or do you not believe him? Yeah. Turk and I are both like, okay. Mm-hmm. The only way you're going to get this guy to tell the truth is to hook him up to a lie detector simultaneously on the scene, and even then you probably wouldn't get the truth because he doesn't know what the truth is. Rick Morgan gives us the truth about traffic.
Jay, we got a couple of issues on I-70 that might cause a little bit of delay for you. One westbound between Chambers and 225, a car and a semi involved there. It's off to the shoulder, so it really shouldn't be a big deal. Just might catch a little slowing there. And eastbound approaching I-25, an accident to cause a little bit of slowing there. Other than that, the highways are in pretty good shape. I-25 looking pretty good on either side of the downtown area. Through the bridges and around the tech center. Good speeds on 225 across Aurora. But again, I-70 westbound between Chambers and 225 and eastbound approaching I-25. As far as the weather goes, sunshine this morning, then some clouds roll in this afternoon. Still a bit breezy at times. A high of 51 tonight, low of 28. Then showtime starts tomorrow. Rain, snow mix through the day, changing to snow later. A high of only 49. Right now it is 35 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Make every day special with the $2.79 sub of the day from Subway Restaurants. A different, fresh, regular 6-inch Subway.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4-K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Searchdog USA.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
After the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, it's funny you should play Elvis Costello, John. Because a guy sent me an email about music and about John Lennon, and his name is Tom, and he sent me a really nice email. We had a round of exchange here, but this is what he says about Elvis Costello. He says Elvis Costello is better than Springsteen, but gets a fraction of the press. I think Elvis Costello is great.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and doesn't get mentioned a lot. That's really true. And we should play more Elvis Costello. I really like him a lot. All right, let's go to Jane's. Jane, I'm sorry, in Highlands Ranch. Jane, hi. Janine, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're on AM 760. Good morning.
All right, good morning, Jay. I just wanted to say I don't really think we can wait around for Senator Allen to get out of office before we worry about the getting out of Iraq. I think I have a campaign going on right now called the Shut Up Campaign, where you just call Senator Allen and tell him to tell Bush to just shut up and sign the bill, the funding bill. He's got the money. Just sign the bill.
Well, I think you got two things there. First of all, you mean Wayne Allard.
Wayne Allard, I'm sorry.
Right, that's okay. I do it all the time. And then second of all,
but if you have enough,
do you think power
of the people to do that, eventually the president has to listen. Eventually, if you have enough Republicans with all this pressure of people that you keep calling and you keep calling, and I call him all the time because I'm so sick and tired of him doing nothing, and they don't really like me over there, but I call him all the time.
Do you think he cares?
I don't think he cares, but I think they get really tired of listening to me. And eventually, if enough people call, they are going to get tired. And maybe not him, but across the country, there are enough senators that are having to rerun. And I think if enough people keep calling, yes, I think they will give in.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think enough of us get mobilized. I think you're absolutely right.
I think
mean, they'll know.
And I think with this particular bill, I mean, I do like, I would like another bill possibly. But you know what? It's not like we are just pulling out immediately like your other caller was all worried about. This bill doesn't require that we just leave and let everybody kill themselves.
No, that's true.
So, you know, just, you know, let's take baby steps. Get here, you know, just go step by step. It's better than anything else we have. So let's just sign the bill and get on. But we have to take some kind of action. And if it's bugging him like this, then bug him, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. And I'll tell you something. I've slacked off at that point, and that's wrong on my part. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call an email today.
Yeah, call him and just tell Bush to shut up. I'm tired of listening to him on the news. Every night it's the same old thing. Just shut up and sign the bill. That's all you got to say.
I'm with you 100%, and I'm glad you took time to call in.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye.
All right. She's right. We probably all have let off on that, and we shouldn't. And we should contact Wayne Allard's office and Ken Salazar's office and contact your congressman, even if it is happens to be Tom Tancredo. But let's get mobilized and get this president to sign this bill, and let's get things together. All right, tomorrow we'll let you hear the best of the Democratic candidates. You can listen to the whole thing tonight.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151.